Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 169. The usual crew is back. Nobody knew. Come on. Somebody has to want to come and talk.
I thought we were going to have some extra people today.
So did I.
Left at the last minute.
Everybody, well, and other people, you know, I thought.
Not with pointing fingers or anything.
No, but with
Joe and Dan.
With the big party, I thought, you know, we had a pizza party. There wasn't any smashing. I'm sorry. I asked them to smash outside.
It's not fun that way.
They wanted
to
smash in the store.
They were just the weird people in the parking lot smashing pizzas together.
People outside wouldn't understand.
It's out of context.
We could have done it out back.
It finds out.
But then the nail place would have been like, what are they doing?
Don't be ashamed of us, Colin.
Then they'd move out because they think we were all crazy.
You wouldn't have
a business there.
We should have walked into the nail place with two pieces of pizza.
It's performance art.
Yes. There you go.
It was. It weighed the whole thing.
So, and sadly, the guy put the sausage in the shape of Secret Wars, but when the cheese bubbled and everything, it moved them all around, so it didn't work right.
He should have had like a template on there.
Don't scare
the
people.
Secret Wars template for pizza.
There's something
toppings.
To sit on there to hold it all in place.
Okay.
Yes.
The Umbrella Academy here.
Let me see.
But yeah.
Get to Colin.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was Colin. He's the owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and with him tonight are
Josh,
Dave,
Pat. I like how I did that.
It just out of nowhere. I just like that. It was fine. You did
it was
all
nice.
Right.
Yeah, he walked away, so someone had to take a spot. I guess we'll have to start with news.
It's almost like one of those live from New York at Saturday night. Like, you were just out of nowhere.
We could have done that.
Hi, from McMurray.
It's Pittsburgh Comics.
It's the PCP.
News.
So Saturday was Free Comic Book Day.
So
and
we should be like
there were
doing commentary on Colin doing his job right now.
No, so, this is a Mystery Science Theater.
Check it out. He's using his regular script. Now he's just watching. Let's move on.
See, this is why people.
This is why we don't do that.
You can't tell, but Colin's getting more and more aggravated.
He's turning really red.
That's just his shirt, Adam.
Yeah.
Look from the neck up.
Anyway, so Saturday was Free Comic Book Day,
yeah.
And there were lots and lots of people here. By 9:30, there were people backed up all the way to the bathroom waiting to check out.
It was, like, incredibly steady.
It got busy, like, compared to 8:30, people were coming in.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, once you opened the door, it was just steady, and then it stopped.
And there were no walls.
Yeah. Last year, I remember, it was just, like, on, off.
Yeah, like, around, like, lunchtime, it seemed to, like, dip a little bit last year.
Yeah.
Well, and then the marathon
this was
showed
like,
up, and it got busy again. But that lull never happened. I mean, the marathon people started showing up, but we were still busy from everyone else just being here.
Yeah.
So...
Why?
Which was good.
It's good. Colin claims he didn't get to see any of it. He was stuck behind a register the whole time.
No. That's not
what
I said.
We didn't give him any food.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Book.
We already did that.
No. What I wanted to say was it was better than last year. We beat last year's number that I didn't think going in we could. Last year was so big.
Be optimistic.
Oh, I am, but it's a really big number. To
you
give you an idea,
well
it was
not
almost.
It anymore.
I did as much on Saturday
for next year.
Yeah, it's not.
No, Saturday was almost half of April. Okay,
wow.
To give you an idea, so that's why I didn't think we could get close to that number. But no, I just wanted you guys to talk because you guys were roaming the floor. I just wanted you guys to talk about what you saw, what you heard people saying. Because I was just ringing up people. I wasn't seeing what the free books people were buying, and what people were saying. You know, so that I didn't get my conversation.
That's what we were doing until you came back.
Yeah, why?
Well, no, but
you killed our flow, man.
No, because you said
we had something going on called Mojo, and you just
then you came in and you tried to start the podcast again.
Through intro,
I'm saying, Colin.
Okay. We did it too soon today. We got him angry too soon.
Yeah.
He's turning red again.
And that's not a shame.
Already started.
Kill podcast.
New podcasters.
Priority. No, but there was almost no books left by like 2:30.
Yeah, there was a ridiculous amount of free comic books, four tables filled to the brim. Like you couldn't fit anything else on
the
table.
No, there was stuff overstacked on stuff.
And in no time at all, like, it looked like just scavengers came in and picked it clean.
Locust.
Yeah, locusts.
On Friday, you were talking about that too, about how many books you had that you were worried that. No, this time you came because it actually.
Oh, don't be
you.
A baby.
You just came in and said locust. Like, you have to keep talking.
No, it's you. That's the problem.
Is that it? But yeah, there was a lot of stuff on the table.
How many books did you order for that?
I don't think you ever overlapped anything.
Specifically, I don't know. I'd have to go through and look. It was a lot. Because I also supplement it, like I order in a bunch of the dollar books. That was my one suggestion to Image, or not to Image, to Diamond, to say if the publishers could put those on sale like a month before, you know, that might be a good idea, either to clean out stock or just to help us. Because I asked, because I said the part of the problem is they're more expensive than any of the free Comic Book Day books because of that. And I'm like, I would order a ton because there's actual. If someone picks up, you know, 10 of those and finds one they like and buy a trade or two, that then pays for it.
Yeah.
Whereas some of the free Comic Book Day books, you know, Attack on Titan, I'm never going to sell because I don't carry it. But right. I still spent $50 on the Attack on Titan free Comic Day books.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to recoup that money. Where at least with the dollar books, there's a chance, you know, or getting people interested and, you know, they get in a series or they find something.
You did get a few in, did you? When you heard about the release of the Marvel one, you got like a manga and it was
not Attack on Titan.
I thought you had one over there.
Mm-mm. No, that was the free. That was the free comic book day one.
No. A while back, it's when they first mentioned it because I asked you about it. You had one sitting there on the table. You just got a couple just because of that.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, the first one.
But I know I remember seeing people pick up the Flash and a lot of people picked up the Dark Knight Returns and, you know,
Killing Joke. I think you sold all those.
Yeah,
I sold all the copies. Well, I had ordered up on a lot of, like, the bigger titles and blew through and most of that stuff.
You had a lot
of
people taking advantage of the buy two, get one trades.
And that pile did really well of what you got because, like, I remember Watchmen kept going, which Watchmen usually does.
Yeah.
But Batman Hush kept going. You got that in. Now, Dark Knight Returns didn't jump as
not
much,
specifically,
but
no.
But a lot of
but
people might already have it.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people I saw grab the dollar issue that, you know, it's the first chapter of it.
Yeah.
You know, so that may end up.
They'll be back.
Yeah.
Well, like the racks that were like decimated. Your DC Essentials rack was done.
The top 25, not the.
Yeah.
The Image rack got decimated.
Yeah, that got done.
Which was good. That happened last year too.
You got the Walking Dead, which was part of Image, but it just really got
taken out. Like with the Image one, you know, you buy three $9.99 trades and are only paying $20 for them. And you got three full trades. You know, that's it's a good deal. It's a good deal on their part, and then getting the one free.
Right.
So it all works out.
How long are they offering that deal for you?
No. I'm just saying they're all $9.99. The first ones are $9.99.
All $9.99. No, I mean when you.
Then it's through the end of
that.
The month, so I can reorder.
Yeah, because that'll come.
But yeah, I mean, my reorder on Marvel, DC, and Image. And that's all I reordered for this week. Was I had a hard time keeping it under $5,000.
Your back issue sale, I think
that
did
was very good.
Well,
it did even it did well on Sunday too.
I'm
kept
surprised
it going the whole
because
week.
I feel like
it was hard to move around. Yeah,
I thought people would be hard to get into the boxes and.
Well, I know that was the problem with the ones on the end cap.
Yeah.
Was you know, Dan had to keep, you know, he was helping people, like, you know, hey, excuse me, he pulled the box out and, you know, try to get it in an aisle, but even that was a challenge.
Now, how did the boxes outside do? Because when I was out there.
They did pretty well. I don't
like
know how many.
Really,
yeah, I'd say we probably got at least two.
We got rid of one full long box and a short box.
Okay.
We went down there, basically got put in.
That was just old overstock. You
put
know,
out stuff.
People
outside.
Were constantly like in there searching through it.
Yeah.
I did see some stuff as it came up that shouldn't have been out there, but that's life.
We can only do so much.
I
did find Walking Dead's when we were bringing them up.
Yeah.
I gave them to you.
But it was like Velvet was out there. People were bringing
Velvet
up a bunch of Velvet that I don't have on the shelf. So that was not good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People were asking me, like, is there Velvet in here? I
said,
yeah, it's right there in that box.
That's how it was.
Because I didn't know it shouldn't have been out there.
It's okay.
It's,
I was being helpful.
It was supposed to be like the old completed miniseries and things like that that are just kind of.
Yeah.
They're not going to sell, but if you can pick up all six parts for $6, you know, then it might be.
There was old, like the early New 52 stuff, Savage Hawkman.
I almost grabbed the entire Talon run. It was in the
why didn't you?
There. That's why.
Because you throw your phone around, okay?
Yep, jerk.
No, I didn't because someone bought one of the issues and made it not a full running person.
Oh, like, that was horrible, dude. If you're just
you took him
get
down?
Him, get him.
It's not worth it at this point.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Not that he
I'm
doesn't
sure
have it on
it.
The shelf.
Yeah, I'm sure we have it somewhere.
That's harsh.
Not on sale.
If you really want it, that's...
Probably.
I bought other stuff. I bought trades and a very nice Commissioner Gordon action figure. Which
that is a very nice Commissioner Gordon action figure.
Which was called a doll when I got home, and I didn't like
Oh, M's fighting words.
Dolls wear dresses. Those are action figures.
Agree. Dolls don't have guns.
Commissioner Gordon doesn't wear a dress.
Yeah.
Well, combat Barbie.
We'll see in 41.
But it's kind of funny. Like, I've had people coming in today looking for the Sonic Mega Man one, and did I have any more and stuff? And I'm like, here's my problem. I got in 250 copies of that. The effect on my Sonic or Mega Man sales will be nothing.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's, you know, it's still at a quarter a piece. That's a lot of money.
But I think they were selling on eBay for $6.
Yeah.
That amazes me.
Yeah, that's
cool. Why I make a point of stamping everything, just to piss those people off.
Yeah, because they want them unstamped.
Because there's people that want them unstamped, and you know, oh, you ruined this. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry that
the free thing
I gave you, you can't sell. I feel awful. You know.
You've really had people tell you that you
absolutely.
Ruined it?
Absolutely.
Wow. Those people, go somewhere else.
I don't say that specifically, but I certainly think it.
I'm not an employee of Pittsburgh Comics.
I hope
the views of Josh
my,
are strictly his.
My words are my own.
I don't get the people that come in, like, afterwards that are, you know, if you couldn't come in for the day, that's it. I mean, that's the day it was given out for free.
Right, but, I mean, I still have people calling for the death of Donatello issue. Do I have any left? You know, it's like people...
Donatello died? Yeah.
No.
I'm not caught up yet.
He's a robot.
No, he didn't. But he looked like he did. And all of a sudden, that became a real expensive book on eBay, and everybody was calling out of the woodwork for it.
Oh, Metalhead, that's right, yeah.
And it's just kind of, you know, and then they're calling 3 weeks later looking for it. It's like, dude, you know, the hot book isn't magically just going to be sitting around.
Yeah.
That's you weren't the first one to find out.
What? Donatello died?
But, yeah, I think at the beginning of the day, it's like, well, you had your, as you were just talking about, the Image dollar issues out, which, like, that rated R section went quick. Like, usually it's the kids section that goes first. This year it was that. That started to slow down a little bit until there was just everybody picked what they wanted, and then the kids area was just decimated. Like, it was taken out.
People really hung out this year, too, like, outside.
Yeah, they were
outside. Once the food was gone, like, there was a ton of people hanging out.
There's a guy
the food
came
was
in.
Gone. The
he
food
saw
was never
the
gone.
Food's going.
Oh, going.
Going.
Okay.
There was a guy that came in. He was driving by. He had his family. Or it looked like it was grandkid or something. Yeah. Drive in. He saw the hot dogs being made, pulled in, and he was just like, so is this the Boy Scouts? And I was just like, no. So it's free comic book day. He said, oh, okay. And, you know, he came in, and I said, you know, go ahead, go look inside, and, you know, see if there's any, you know, because he had a kid with him, might as well. So he came in, saw that. Came out, got a hot dog. He's like, well, how much do I owe you? And I was like, $20. I was just like, no, they're free. So,
and that's why Adam is not left alone in the store.
But it's one of those things, though, that little thing that you gave out extra, on top of that, may have brought somebody in that was younger, who's never been here before.
Yeah, there were a lot of people that were asked, like, what do I owe you for the food? Yeah. The food's free.
So. Yeah.
It's not common. Like, he does give out a lot more than... like usually get, but if you can bring in a profit of what he brought in through that day, and not only that, bring in potential new customers or people picking up new series, then
I heard you were much more generous than other stores.
Yeah, I know a lot of stores have a limit. You can only get, you know, 3 or 5 or 1 book.
Yeah.
So I, you know,
I hate that.
I don't. The one thing I don't like are the people that just grab everything. You know, one of everything. It's like, grab what is interesting to you, but don't just grab to have.
Yeah.
Because even just the free comic book day books, you know, if you just grabbed one of every one of them, hang on, I have to do math because my math.
Also, there could be somebody in there that's particularly wanting that thing
that
you grabbed, and you took it. And
yeah,
like,
even though you
that.
Have no intention of reading it.
I'll tell you what, there was a ton of people asking for Doctor Who.
Yeah, those went quick. But again, that was one of the more expensive ones. And, you know, I still got in. I mean, I sell 6 copies of each issue of Doctor Who. So I got in 150 copies of the free comic book day one. There's, you know,
that was saying that a lot of women were picking up Doctor Who?
I don't know who said that. I remember somebody saying that, but I know at least four or five women asked me about it. And they all said, you know, I'm looking for it for my husband, which, you know, that may have been.
Yeah, it could have. But that's it. There are a lot of women fans of Doctor Who as well as male fans. But you tend to see that a lot more.
Why? Just the way you said it. There's a lot of women fans as well as male fans.
Yeah. Well, there are. There's just
all kinds of fans.
It's a very different group of people. Why
the dog fans? You know?
Yeah, you might. No, it's just that there's a lot of different. Like, it's very different who comes in and picks up, and they have their own different reasons of why they like that character. And then there's so many different doctors that have different almost personalities because they are kind of different, written different when they change, when they regenerate, and. You know, you have those particular people, which I think I kind of like how it's IDW who's doing Doctor Who now, right?
No, Titan Comics out of England.
Really?
I thought it was IDW.
They used to.
How they're bringing out, like, each doctor, and they're telling, being that it's a time travel story, it doesn't matter who's, you know, it could be any of the doctors being out there somewhere. It gives a bunch of people an option, and I think, hopefully, that would be nice if it did help that book a little bit. Because I don't know how well is that book. You said that's
six copies.
So I don't see it really moving
of each doctor, or
on average.
Does one doctor do better than the other?
Not really. No, the 12th isn't doing well.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that from moving the wall. But
I mean, it's you know, a cost benefit you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
But
if it helps, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Good time had by all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to carry him, but it was just, I can't go unlimited.
It's one of those, like, Free Comic Book Day, like, especially here, it's one of those things that it's a lot, and I'm sure I know it's a lot for you to put on, do, and everything.
I think
like
he generates a ton of goodwill.
That's mostly what it's about. That's why I do. Here, I'm just looking up to see what the Doctor Who actually
costs. It's still enjoyable. Like, it's really, even if you're helping out.
Yeah,
like,
so that was a 30 cent.
You guys
cent
helping
one.
Out and stuff like that.
So,
it's still kind of,
you know, so
enjoyable
I spent 30
for
bucks
you to be doing.
Or $45 to try
it. It is. I mean, it's fun getting to talk to everyone, see what people's different interests
people
are
doing.
And,
yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. That I didn't get to do. I was just.
And then getting in, like, seeing people who aren't your, like, stereotypical comic fans, like, coming in because they may have heard about something, and since there's a sale or whatever, an event going on, they figured they'd come down and check it out. Like, I think it brings in a lot of new readers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just talking about, you know, just what we normally talk about, you know, well, this story's going on, and you know.
It gives new people and current people, you know, time with this type of community, you know, of coming in and either becoming part of this community or you're already part of it, and, you know. But I think everybody's
seeing how large
it
is, like how many people are there,
it
gets rid of that stigma of it being kind of like a...
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing about it. Like, my first Free Comic Book Day was... not very welcoming at all when I was a kid. No, he was not here yet. And
well, it's funny. There's a local store that actually closes on Free Comic Book Day.
Really?
Yeah, because it's why should I give away my stuff for free? Is their attitude. So
write down that store name.
I
won't ask you to say it.
Obviously, they don't realize how much they can make if they just do a little bit.
But it's, you know, it's one of those things that they didn't make me feel very good to join into their community, so I really didn't want to go back to that store at all. Mm-hmm. So how you deal with something like this of welcoming somebody in and how you welcome them into the store is going to impact you for future customers, like of who you get in here and, you know, what kind of, you know, and word of mouth. Word of mouth comes out and people start mentioning you. People that didn't even... weren't even coming in here really for, you know, because they're going to become a comic book fan. They might tell somebody else who might be interested about your story.
And that's the other reason I stamp them and sticker them, because a lot of people say, well, I know where I got it from. I'm like, well, I get that. But it's if you pass it on, here's that one you want.
That really aggravates me that someone would complain that you stamp it or sticker it. Like, you're getting a free book that you paid money for.
No, they're complaining because they want it for the sole purpose of selling it.
Sell it on.
I understand, but.
Like, me as a not. I have no, like, horse in this race at all.
Right.
it's just aggravating that someone's going to come in here, take something that you paid for, giving for free, along with sales or anything else going on, and then complain because you made it more difficult for them to resell it on eBay.
They really, yeah, like, they have their right.
Give me a break.
No, they don't, but they do. Well, I mean, they still do.
They will, because people are ignorant.
People complain about anything.
Yeah,
I know. It seems like your word is perfect. It's very ignorant, in my opinion.
It is.
This is not Colin's opinion. This is Josh and Adam's opinion.
Josh's, yeah.
Well, I don't want people to come to him, Colin, and be like, well, I can't believe you're saying this. I'm not going to come here anymore.
Well, if you're just it's like for the free
we need
book.
To start over.
It's the same as like the people that were coming in when he was gone who were wanting to pick up multiple copies of Outcast just because they were and he had to put signs up because you know, there's people actually coming in here to pick up a book that they're actually interested in reading.
What?
Not to flip it, you know. And
people are reading these things.
That I have less of an issue with though, because at least then they're coming in and paying the
price. And he's actually
it's kind of douchey.
Yeah,
but. Whatever.
That's almost like if you go to McDonald's and take all the straws because you want straws, and then people come over, they're like, "Where's my drink? You know, how am I going
to
drink anything?"
But
they were free. Well, I need straws.
But to say, how dare you brand this with your store information when you've paid for it and gave it to me for free?
How dare you do something like that? Something that belonged to you anyway?
How dare you advertise in this free thing
like
you gave me?
If you know, if I got a car
and
I painted it green, and people were just like. Well, I don't like that color of green. It's just like, well, it's not yours. So he owned this product first. He put his stamp on it, gave it away. That's his business all the way of what he does with that.
Yeah.
Next year I'm drawing pictures and all of them. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Jerk store people.
That's too much. That's too far, Colin.
Putting mustaches on every character.
Maybe.
Take this, Sinestro.
He has a mustache.
And he's got to erase the mustaches on those guys.
Take that, Sinestro. Josh said something. Want to go really listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know what Josh said, but Colin got stabby.
Rewind it.
I intentionally said it quietly when you guys were talking.
Okay. Because
I knew it would set Colin off.
But it was fun. I think this one was a real fun one.
This is the second year I've helped out, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is the first year I helped out, but it was good. It flew by.
Yeah. Yes and no. I remember... there's a customer, Bob, who always comes in on his way to work, and he's always here like right at 11 because he works at 11:30 to pick up his few books. And he came in, and I remember seeing him, and I'm like, oh, man, he is so late for work. He is going to get in so much trouble because it felt like 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. It was 11 o'clock because we had a line to the door at 9.
9, yeah.
A line from the counter to the bathroom door because we opened up. I got here about 7:30. Pat got here about 7:30.
7:45,
okay. And we were putting the books outside and, you know, putting finishing touches on everything. And then all of a sudden, and it wasn't like a trickle of people, hey, are you open yet? And coming in. It was like out of nowhere.
One person got here at 10 after 8, and then after that, it was like...
That was special.
Blam.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 8.
It was a very consistent, or a very, you know, it just... Went on through that entire like few hours, and then that's when it's
like like 5:30 is when it just stopped.
Usually, it's very like on off, on off.
Yeah,
and this year it was just done.
Yeah.
But yeah, you had that line. It was going.
I don't know. Once it went through the doorway, I didn't.
It was through the doorway. It didn't wrap around or anything. It came probably through the bathroom door. Yeah. That was about it.
What was funny though was even when we opened the second register,
still had that line.
Well,
for a
while. Because I would say, hey, we can help the next one over here,
everybody
and I guess
wanted to talk to me.
People.
Yeah,
Maybe that's what it is.
There was a few people that I went up to because I was trying to divert traffic to you guys.
Yeah, it was weird. Like,
and they were
saying,
"Well, I want to say hi to Colin."
There's no one in line over here, and people just look at you like, "F off."
Chuck Gilbert was one of those people. He was just like, well, I want to say hi to Colin. I was just like, okay, you can stay on the line.
Which one went, hi, $42.95. Here's the change.
All these books? Wait, no.
Colin looks
you.
Really happy today, so I'm going to talk to him.
Yeah.
But, I was unhappy.
No, but...
Or I'm not normally here.
Free Comic Book Day is a bad day to talk to you because you're on edge the whole day.
Yeah.
The credit card machine went down. That was fun. Which was fixed by unplugging it and plugging it back in. I wish I had thought of that first.
Always reboot.
That's always the key.
Lesson learned. Also, to have the second register up at 9.
You have to watch IT Crowd.
That was lesson learned there.
That's okay. We recovered.
Yeah, and then the standard order more, but
But that's just it. I mean, how much more can you order?
Yeah.
And, okay, and you have to order the amount where it's going to be worth it to you in the end. Because right. if you don't make the money, which, you know, every more that you order is less that you're going to,
but it,
to make.
But it's also order more
and
of
And it's free
what?
Comic book day.
Well, the problem is, yeah, you're ordering blind. Yeah. You don't know what the books are.
And I think that basically what you order, what you put down, is probably a good number for everything. Like, you get a decent amount of kids' books. You get the Marvel and DC thing, because it's usually got a tie into
something. Yeah, the last
couple years. And
then
you're fairly limited on R's and PG-13s, but you have enough. Like, it's not like that you really,
yeah.
you know, don't get anything of that. So I don't think there's anything that you don't do on numbers.
I was thinking, yes, I only have 7 books on my read list, but that doesn't include the 50 free comic book day books I read last Thursday and Friday. So...
So that I could now an Attack on Titan fan.
So that yeah. I can no, I'm not. So that I could grade those to figure out where to put them. Some of them were easy, like the Avatar one that had the F bomb on page 3. Thank you. Boom. I know where that. You know, some of them made it very
don't you have
easy.
To read the full
thing. Yeah. Isn't it pretty much if it's Avatar, you know?
Well,
it's
you know, but you
yeah,
still
yeah,
want
seriously.
To. The Lady Justice, I didn't realize, had an S on like page 2. I'm like, okay, okay, great. No, don't have to keep reading.
It's like the Zenscope stuff that's going PG-13.
Right. I did read those. Oh, no, it wasn't the Xenoscope. It was...
Because it was what, Alice in Wonderland or something like that?
There was... that was a Wonderland one. There was a...
there's another one. I can't remember.
Antarctic Press did a Steampunk Goldilocks.
Yeah, Steampunk
that I read, okay. and I'm like, okay, there was nothing really wrong with it. Just dress was a little late, racy. So it was like, PG-13. Although, technically, there's nothing really wrong with it.
Well, like, there's nothing really wrong with that, anyway.
Yeah, no, no. But, so there was a lot of that, but it was funny. I laid because I grade them all, and then I set up the 4 tables. You know, G, PG. And yeah. There's a lot of shifting around. But when I laid out all the free comic book day books, they covered maybe a third of the tables. So all the rest of that was stuff I added. And you're right. At the end, I was overlapping because I kept pulling out boxes and putting stuff out, and realizing there was another new title there. And I was out of room, and I was shifting as much as I could. Yeah. And finally,
do you know
how
many books would fit on like one of those tables?
No,
I was wondering if you knew that. Because that would help you order.
Well, yeah, but I just order like what? Like Marvel just came out with all these new True Believer reprints of
yeah,
stuff that's kind of tied in with Secret Wars and stuff. And so I did order. I ordered like 50 of those, but still, you know, at 50¢ a piece, that's.
But yeah, so like
up.
They had the Civil War, and, mm-hmm. and Civil War is probably still in print. But I got to imagine
yeah.
some of that stuff is out of print.
No, the True Believer. I only ordered stuff that was still ongoing.
Okay.
Like, there was some older stuff I could have ordered. Like, I didn't order any Invincible 1 because I had that Invincible quarter book that we gave away 100 and some copies of. Yet no one's come in to get the next issue. So, you know.
They might not have gotten to it yet. They might have a pile
like maybe, yeah. So, we'll see. But it's you know, it's a wonderful event. And it's not... Like somebody commented on my Facebook page about it, you know, the prophet or something like that. I just know Dan texted me. He's like, why would he say something like that? But it's not, I mean, yes, the sales are great and everything, but I think that.
But the sales are also great for us as consumers because
yeah.
we can pick up stuff.
Well, no, but I mean, like this. Well, right. But I mean, and the fact that I did a sale and things like that certainly help, but it's far more of a giving to you guys in general, not
right.
you guys. But, you know, here's the free stuff. Here's the free stuff. Enjoy.
Here's the real Santa Claus. Right?
Take the,
yeah, right?
Take the stuff and enjoy. Read it.
You're
pass it on. Thank
just,
you, Dave.
You're just
thank
trying
you.
To get rid of it, Dave.
You put on the suit now.
I'll take it back. It's okay.
But yeah, no, it's just a big thank you, and I, you know, I do it again in September at the anniversary sale, and it's just a thank you for being customers. Thank you for keeping me open.
Where else are we gonna get our books?
Well, I know, but I mean, we're coming up on 9 years. I can't believe.
You know, Comics West.
No.
Yeah. Well,
you're gonna get a lot of Star Trek stuff coming up, Josh.
Am I awesome?
No.
See the whole table of Star
he's
Trek
being,
stuff he
he's
had out
being
there?
Mean. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. We're trying to get rid of all those Star Trek ships.
I would have bought plenty of them.
Okay, Southern Free Comic Book Day. The Avengers came out.
It did.
We'll talk
it
about that
did.
A bit. Yeah.
It
probably made a gajillion dollars.
Well, it actually made less than the first one did. I think it said it was like $187 million
for opening weekend.
I think it'll be just fine.
Yeah, I think they cover their costs.
Poor Joss isn't going to be able to get his new car.
Do you know how much a solid gold house costs?
Fair enough.
I hope you know. I'm curious now.
It's impractical.
No, oh. Figure solid, you know, gold is trade.
I thought it was going to be a real number here. I got excited.
We could figure it out. I mean,
yeah, how much?
Gold costs, what, $1,000 an ounce?
We're going to pause so we can figure this out.
Yeah, furniture? Is there furniture in the house?
If it's solid gold, how could there be furniture in it, Adam? Jesus. Anyway.
And we're back. Yeah, we really couldn't calculate that. Okay.
So, yes, it made a lot of money. I don't know how you guys felt about it. I liked it, but at the same time, there were issues with the movie.
Yes, we'll get to that. We'll get more into the review after the news.
Oh,
there's
okay.
A couple things I want to add I just saw online.
The next one that I got was they released a picture of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I like a lot of it. Harley was a little different, but okay. I don't care necessarily what she looks like, because she's hot no matter what, but I want to hear the voice. I want to hear what she sounds like, because that, to me, is going to be the make-or-break thing.
We've said this before. I think that she'll do the voice just fine. Like, from hearing her do, like, the Brooklyn accent in Wolf of Wall Street.
Which I've not seen,
yeah,
so I don't...
But I think she'll do the voice just fine.
Killer Croc, I thought, looked really good.
I'm glad you're using practical effects for that.
Yeah. No, because that could be another, looking like the Lizard on on Amazing Spider-Man, and it didn't. It looks good. I thought that the Captain Boomerang guy, he was a little big for Captain Boomerang,
yeah.
Who's typically drawn more, you know, wiry.
Yeah, I think I like the Captain Boomerang from Arrow.
Yeah.
Better look-wise.
The outfit, though... Right on. Like, it did look like...
It looked like
somebody wearing more of a cosplay, almost.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was. He was a little bigger than I expect Captain Boomerang. Even from, like, Infinite Crisis, when he was in Infinite Crisis, I remember he was out of shape. He gained some weight and stuff like that. But he was a little bit...
But this guy doesn't look like he's out of shape. He looks jacked. And that's not what I picture Captain Boomerang.
Very different
look
Captain
like.
Boomerang.
Katana looks really good.
Yeah. I forgot that she was in this movie.
I didn't know she was in the movie either. I'm a little surprised by that, since that's someone that they're using in Arrow, and then she's in costume apparently on the episode this week.
Really?
And it looks like the new 52 incarnation.
Has she ever been part of Suicide Squad?
No, she was never part of Suicide Squad.
I don't think so.
There's another one in there that wasn't either.
She's an outsider,
I think El Diablo was the other one that hadn't been in Suicide Squad, but
The only thing that I thought was, like, there was a lot of members on their team.
It's a big team.
Suicide Squad, a lot of members, but...
But I think it's still less people than, like, Avengers has.
I wonder if they're going in that direction that animated movie went into, where Joker was the bad guy.
Well, I kind of thought about, too, where, you know, maybe the whole reason why Harley's on it, so she can break out the Joker.
Yeah.
But there are other people that they already talked, like King Shark's supposed to be in it. We haven't seen a picture of him. Well, no, but, they're breaking into Arkham, or I think that's what they're supposed to be
doing. I know, I just don't think King Shark will look well.
I don't,
but he may just be somebody that's in there, like, not, it's a cameo appearance of him, not necessarily.
I think it has the potential to really be jarring as you're watching it, if it doesn't look right. El Diablo.
Yeah.
That was
very that too. He's the end guy.
Yeah, because it's Slipknot.
Enchantress.
Enchantress was the other one.
Yeah.
A
lot of people, like... Okay,
and then Rick Flagg in the middle there.
Yeah, Rick Flagg. First, tons of people were complaining already. It's ridiculous. I mean, if you read the stuff. But, like, a lot of the complaints were against Harley Quinn. Like, they didn't like her look, and I didn't hate it. I mean, it's not the Harley Quinn I like anyways.
Yeah.
But,
you like the Batman animated?
I like the Batman animated with the thing. But I think that works better when she's Joker's henchman, but when she's on her own, I guess maybe that doesn't work as well. Because that does kind of have a sidekick kind of look to it.
Mm-hmm. But I think in a
I hate to say realistic, but I think in a live-action movie, that's not going to look right. Whereas in an animated movie, you can get away with it.
Now, they seem to be going a lot with the comics of her being like almost a roller derby. And even in the Batman 66, they have the new Harley. They're adding Harley Quinn to Batman 66. Mm-hmm. And she's, even roller derby. So it's just like, I figured they'd go in that direction, but they really didn't. It seemed like they were going more for like a punk kind of look.
Yeah.
Which is what they've been doing, I mean, for what we saw with Joker, too, so far.
Yeah, he had the tattoos all over him.
Which they say isn't going to be in the movie. But
we did see tattoos on her.
But what I liked about her tattoos, if you looked, they were upside down, so it was clear like that she did this to herself.
Yeah.
Like the writing on her leg.
But yeah, hers I didn't have a problem with. Croc, I think I liked the best. I thought that was neat. Croc on Suicide Squad seems funny, though, because I don't see Croc as being like a... He seems like... Well, he seems... and he always seems like an urban legend type character in Batman. I don't like him out front and being like a regular guy that just looks like a crocodile. And I'm just
They didn't put him on like with the Egyptian headdress and all that.
Which still haven't even brought that up. I get why she did that. That was his costume he had to wear, but... Whatever.
I think from looking at the picture, though, we keep hearing how everyone's saying, like, the DCU's too dark and too gritty. And they do look gritty.
Yeah.
But they're just from the picture, the movie's bound to have, like, that humor in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be, like, that humorless movie that everyone's saying.
Also, people need to understand that both Marvel and DC need to have two different kind of styles to them.
Yeah.
You're not going to have the same style as you have with Marvel movies. Yeah. I mean, that would be like saying the Marvel movie, Marvel comics should have the same style as DC comics. They don't.
They're not.
They're completely different. So that argument to me is like invalid. It doesn't make any sense, you know, why you wouldn't have a different style for something. And, you know, people are with the whole Superman complaint as well. He should be brighter. He should be this. Not necessarily that he's being a dark character. It's just that the story is being told. Frankly, I think the Man of Steel movie was done more professionally film-wise. Like, I think it just looked really nice. A lot of people didn't like the look of the dark, but I think it looked more like a film than like a popcorn blockbuster type movie.
Well, and the people that complain that
the Marvel stuff's bad.
It's too dark and gritty.
Just it's different.
Somehow complain about that, but we're seeing the praises of Daredevil.
Yeah, Daredevil.
If you don't like dark and gritty, then how'd you love Daredevil?
But in a way, like... Okay, well, I could see why they would think that, because Daredevil
started off with the flip thing and it said Marvel, and then that's why.
Well, Daredevil is a more grittier of a character than Superman would be, so I can see that. Like, Superman, you think of, you know,
cheery,
Americana and all that.
Yeah.
With Daredevil, you're thinking, you know, Hell's Kitchen, and there is a difference in that much, but, like... I don't know. It's not a very good argument. I didn't think Superman was that. I thought Superman seemed, Man of Steel seemed kind of epic of a movie. It really was. There's so many people I talked to that did not like it.
There were a couple scenes I really hated.
There's a few scenes, overall, but you know, there's a few scenes in every movie
I don't like. Overall, I liked the movie a lot, but there were just some scenes that I hated so much that I think it soured the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Like the tornado scene.
I didn't like that either. But
anyway,
style doesn't bother me.
The next thing I got was that the director of the Fantastic Four, who was supposed to direct the Star Wars spinoff, he got fired.
Yeah, they say he just left, but they didn't officially say fired yet, did they?
Wait, what?
Josh Trank. I wrote trash. And
he's old news now, folks.
Josh is trash.
Yeah, the guy that's going to direct the Fantastic Four movie that's coming out this summer, he was supposed to be directing the second Star Wars spinoff movie. He got fired. And what I heard was a lot of it had to do with the way he directed Fantastic Four.
Because the movies share a producer, I think. Star Wars movie.
I guess like part of it was he trashed the house that they got for
his dogs did.
But they said it was like $100,000.
Yeah, like he left for these dogs.
Then some pretty big dogs to do $100,000 worth of damage. But they also said he was very aloof and not, you know, he's a director but not really given direction. Yeah, isn't it?
Aloof. And you know, that's not what they want for Star Wars. And I was
very suspicious when he wasn't there for Star Wars Celebration, and I heard that they asked him not to show up.
Well, the other thing they said is, you know, they filmed the movie, and then he had to go back to do reshoots, and then apparently he had to go back to do more reshoots, and, you know, I guess no one's happy with the way the movie's turning out at this point, but they have to release it in 4 months anyway, so, you know, Disney's like, you're not getting your hands on. And then, you know, the rumor is that this movie is supposed to be a Boba Fett story.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, you're not going to get your hands on a popular character and ruin this.
Yeah. It's a big conspiracy. They hired him to distract him and ruin the Fantastic Four movie. And then once it was done, they're like, you're off.
Is that what it was? Ha, ha, ha. They went all snidely whiplash.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, ha!
That's what it was.
Anyway.
I can't believe Mickey joined us for a few minutes there.
Oh, boy, I sure do love Pittsburgh Comics.
He hates us. If anything, he hates.
No, he but hates like, Colin.
What do you think of Disney World?
I bet I'll sell lots of copies of his book through IDW. Okay, sure.
Anyway. So, Colin, what do you have?
Since you two TV show news. iZombie was picked up for a second season.
Oh, it was. Okay.
And the Supergirl was greenlit.
Oh. I thought Supergirl started greenlit.
No, yeah, I think it was just, yeah, so I thought it was, but it just officially it's been directed greenlit. Okay.
What about the Arrow or the Atom, whatever one? The,
I'm guessing that happens.
It's the Atom
Legends
show,
of something.
Yeah, Legend yeah. of Super, yeah, whatever.
Of World's tomorrow. Finest.
Okay. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, man.
The Justice League show.
They had it all back there.
He was called
Justice
on that,
League,
wasn't he?
Justice League Detroit, yeah. But yeah. I don't know about that one. But that's, I just saw those two.
Is that really going to be it?
Well, if you have, well, if it's going to be Atom and Firestorm and Hawk Girl or whatever it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and then
that's not exactly the Justice League.
Captain Cold coming in. And yeah.
Man, something's going on.
He's gone with his four ways on. Or
well, no, he's patching.
Oh.
They're patching the parking lot.
Well, that's a two-wheel armor at least.
Way to go, Pat.
That's a podcast.
And then no, we're not on fire. We're okay.
This week, we should find out about Constantine.
Hopefully, yep.
Yeah. That's...
I just can't imagine what NBC has in the pipeline that they think is going to be better than that. You know, it's not like networks aren't exactly like, coming out with great stuff.
Is that CW? Yeah, I know, but it was quick. Like, they renewed it real fast.
It was a short CW season to begin with.
Yeah. iZombie is better masked as a normal CW show and not a comic book show.
Yeah.
Like, I think that show will get more, like, just normal CW fans that
DC might as well keep their
I was, like, on The Flash last night. Oh, my God. Was that high school drama? I know you like me, but...
That got
way too much in this.
But I did love Grodd on there.
I did, but yeah, it was just very.
But
you like me. You like me first.
Grodd,
you
know, Joe and Dude Man are both captured in a sewer somewhere, but yet Barry's going to take time up. And be like, well, you lied to me too. You told me to have feelings for me.
Yeah, that was way too much.
You're like, and then surrogate dad's
that Barry took him, took Iris and threw her in the Speed Force. She was gone forever.
She'd take her back in time.
She's gone. She's in the Stone Age.
So was that the finale or is
no? No, there's still two.
Oh, there's two. Oh, I thought that was the finale. Okay.
Yeah, you were saying last week and really.
I thought it was.
The only thing
that
went the finale this week was Gotham, which if you haven't seen it, I won't spoil it, but it was really, really good.
That was good. Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Don't know about Fish's haircut, but.
No, but what I didn't get about that was she was shot the last time we saw her, and like she wasn't even walking with a limp.
That's right. That's right. In the escape in the helicopter. Yeah, they didn't reference that at all. How much time passed?
It couldn't have been that much.
Yeah, good point. Good point. But the end with Bruce was very cool.
I was so mad when that happened. I said this show needed 5 more minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, I hear you there. But but what happened? I can't wait for next season, which is what they want.
I still.
Are you watching Gotham?
I am, but you guys are the ones I've heard say that last night's episode was good.
I thought it was.
I thought it was good. There was a genuine WTF moment too.
Yeah,
where you're just like, what? You know, just
yeah,
something happens that you
see. It's my least favorite of the shows right now. Shield has passed it up for me.
I would still.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
Shield. Really, the past few episodes has been good.
That's because that's their formula for the show.
Yeah, it gets that good all when of a sudden at the end of
the movie comes up. That's once, when they tie it to something.
When a DVD comes out.
Yeah. Once Shield is focused on a certain threat and not just bouncing over the place, it becomes a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's after a winter, so let's put Lady Sif in there, you know?
Yeah. The one thing I've said this before on the podcast, I really want to see Gotham do a 5-year time jump. And then what I think they should do is keep the cast they have now, like, and have things kind of in the Arrow formula where something happens and it makes Bruce think back to when he was a kid and X or Y have. So you can still keep the kid, still keep that relationship where you see Alfred and Bruce.
So maybe they together. Will for season two. Why couldn't
that's what
they?
I'm hoping, but because I want to see. There are characters that I want to see the beginnings of, yeah. But there's characters I don't want to see the beginnings. I don't want
to
see the Joker.
To look like Bruce Wayne being Batman.
I'd really like to see.
No, you can tell just his frame. He's not going to get bulked up. Kid. Yeah,
I'd really like to see the Riddler and this guy become full version of the Riddler sometime.
Yeah, that was good.
That was I really.
I've actually liked him the whole season, and just the way they were planning little things with him.
He's been good all
along. Oh, they didn't plan anything that last
episode.
Well,
no, not the last episode, but actually, last two episodes, it wasn't planned.
I didn't like 2 weeks ago that he brought the body to.
It's okay. Just keep watching.
Yeah.
It was so stupid to bring it there.
Yep.
You're like, okay, guys.
I mean, I don't care what happens in this episode. I mean, whatever. I'll see it.
I don't care. Whatever.
Whatever, guys.
It would just have to be something pretty.
Watch it against my will.
That's how you do that.
Why would you? Who's not going to notice him walking with two big trunks into the?
He was a murder. It was a murder victim.
He is.
You don't know who it is.
He carries murder victims in trunks now himself through the.
He's
precinct.
The forensic.
Maybe.
That happens.
Right, but
someone call Cyrilek on the phone.
He's too busy stumping for his son.
Touche. Colin, you win this round, Colin.
But I'll be back.
I'll get you.
Be back. Just flew off in a jet pack. He's not expecting that. Again.
Again. So any other news, Colin?
Is anybody
not really, no. Arrow's
like...
gotten interesting as far as the TV shows. I mean, stuff's going on, but I don't quite follow everything. But
four episodes back.
The problem
that.
I have
it's,
with...
It's
Batman.
It's Batman, and it's stretched out a little.
It
keeps stretching and stretching.
But what I don't like is they've already shown the preview for next week's Flash, and he's in it. And he's not in the same mental state he is today.
Yeah.
That's kind of... I wouldn't have given that away as a preview for the show. Although I think we've seen that image before where it's him and Flash mm-hmm. and Firestorm mm-hmm. together.
I hope they get the rogues. I hope the rogues get together.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've already...
I know it's called Rogue something in
Rogue
the
title.
Rogue Air. Yeah.
But at this point... Well...
I just still love that scene in the forest with him and Captain Colt.
That was awesome. A really good scene.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've done, you know, they won't do Mirror Master. They could, you know, Weather Wizard can show up.
Yeah,
Pied Piper
but just
kind of
get them together, get them all together.
What happened with the trickster?
Scene.
Not the Mark Hamill one, the young kid.
They both went to jail.
They went to jail, though. They're not stuck in the Supermax that they have. Okay.
No, but that's the Rogue's thing. They break them out.
They usually just put.
Did Mark Hamill get arrested?
It was the kid, the son.
Yeah,
he was going to be
Hamill
the trickster. No.
They only put metahumans usually into
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mirror Master's supposed to be on the show at some point.
Yeah. But yeah, Flash has been good. Okay.
It's the best one?
Other than the Sarah McLachlan moments.
I think CW has, like, a checklist whenever they do the final, like, editing of the episode saying, we don't have enough teen angst, not enough teen drama.
drama.
Got to amp up the romance a little bit.
Sit this there and spelling. We'll check it over. I'd say they used to go through a lot on that.
Yeah. But it's still the best of them.
I like iZombie too. It's been good.
Yeah, I liked last night's episode a lot.
I didn't see last night's yet, but
I'm currently watching.
But right now? When did she? Well, it was today. When did she eat the murder victim's brain? Only because they're talking about it when she starts acting motherly. And she's laying there on the table, her head still intact and everything. Oh, you didn't watch that one? Okay. But on the one that was on, it's like there's the saw to open up the skull, but she's still sitting there intact, I guess is the best word to use. Yet she started, but then, well, no, but I mean,
there'd still be a where it was cut.
So it was one of those, I'm like, well, why is she acting that way? Because she didn't.
I mean, I watched all of Dexter, but
ask Fisk.
Yeah, we'll
tell you after
that. He doesn't cut it apart. He smashes it.
Where's the saw?
Go get the saw.
Get the saw,
Wilson.
Get the saw, Wilson.
Okay.
So now
silence.
No. So recent books. Pat.
Okay.
What did you read?
I read Batman.
Yeah.
End of Endgame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My only problem with Batman was the fact
that ad was serious?
No.
Oh.
Was that it had been 2 months since the last issue. When they were talking about the chemical, I'm like, what chemical are they talking about? I have no idea what they're talking about because I had forgotten.
There
was a lot of catching up to do as I was reading it. And unfortunately for me, I don't have the previous issue at home to go to. So I'm at home reading. I'm not here.
Just buy Comixology.
I bought enough copies. I'm good. So that was my only problem with it. I just found I was just a little bit lost with
Lara. Yeah, it was
Dionysium or whatever. I'm like, what is this stuff?
Yeah, and I didn't know what that was, or if I didn't remember what happened in the last issue, or previous issues before that. The whole fight, it was okay. Like,
but it's kind of what you expected.
Yeah. And then it just kind of ended. And I think that was the end. Like, it could have been a good ending if it came out quicker. And it didn't, you know, it's been a little while, and I totally forgot, and then with everything else going on in the comics. Here's the thing. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying that...
Even a little recap.
I'm saying that,
DC's policy.
I might have to reread this entire series all at once.
Yeah.
It'll be a great trade.
Yeah, I think it'll be a better trade.
But I don't mind the wait. I mean, I would have liked it to have come out last month, but to get the, you know, more developed, like, oversized story. I love the twist with that being Dick Grayson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that, too. I see, but that's what I don't, because that reveals he's alive again.
Well, we don't know. I mean, we don't know how many people saw it, because when he got launched to Joker...
If nothing else, though, the whole Bat family now knows he's alive again, and they
didn't. We don't know, because they weren't anywhere near him whenever he was revealed.
See, I didn't even take that into consideration when I was reading it. It was just like, that's a neat trick dead? That it was Dick. No, but that it was Dick, and that he was...
Like, the rest of Batman were still, like, behind that Ivy wall thing.
See, I still took it as they would have... That's what I took as they would have found that out.
I don't know.
If nothing else, you got to figure when he pulled the mask off and saw that it wasn't Bruce.
They were all passed out.
They were all passed out from the gas too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at that time, like, but he was the only one that was still kind of barely
holding on. Because he cracked it after they.
He was trying to hold on, but like he enough to say that. Well, I'm surprised Joker didn't kill him.
They said it will be addressed in Grayson and I think Batman.
Okay.
I'm kind of tired of the whole them not knowing that Dick's alive or dead or what.
Well, that's because you don't know Dick.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me. It hasn't been that long yet, I don't think. Only, when did Futures End? Not Futures End. When did Forever Evil?
Well, how many? We're on what? Issue 9 of Grayson?
Yeah, so issue 10. 9 months, so 10 months.
But yeah, I thought it was good. It's just with the break, I forgot a lot of stuff, and that was a little frustrating. Justice League.
That book sucked.
That was awesome. Awful.
That Justice League book was really awesome.
But yeah. Apparently Josh knows a lot about Metron, and they really didn't portray him correctly. Yeah.
You're such a jerk.
In the Mobius chair.
Yeah, that, I mean, and then the reveal on that, that Annie Monitor is Mobius, and that was his chair.
That was Superman.
Right, you guys, yeah. They were talking online about Superman, and Josh was saying that the characters weren't acting like they should, and I thought they were talking about Justice League, and I'm like, how well do you know Metron?
Metron,
yeah, to be saying that they're not Metron wouldn't act that way. I'm just like,
you and I had a discussion about Justice League 40 prior to that comment too. You should know better.
Yeah, should know better.
Somehow you said just the word "yeah" and you got the nasty looking idea.
I know, right?
But no, I thought for setting up the event, I thought that was excellent.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Now it was kind of awesome. Fun because I had read the Free Comic Book Day Divergence beforehand, so like I knew who that character at the end was. So that was kind
of Raven lookalike.
So I kind of read it backwards, but it still worked. I thought that was very, very cool. Speaking of which, just to take us back a second, between the two Free Comic Book Day books, the Marvel Secret War Zero and the Divergence, I think DC knocked it out of the park with that book.
Yes.
Although I have to agree with all of my comic retailing brethren, it had the worst cover of a book. You had the really weird logo that looked, I don't know, like a video game or just something, bad logo. You had the back of Superman. It was the packaging was poor, but I think the stories inside made you want to read Batman. Yeah, you wanted to read Batman, you wanted to read Superman, you wanted to read Justice League, whereas Secret War Zero was basically a recap from Valeria Richards, and then all of a sudden you look outside and all these ships are coming that made no sense.
But it you didn't have to read 3 years worth of Hickman's
Avengers. No, that's fine, but I don't think it did a great job recapping, and the end didn't make a whole lot of sense. Just those ships coming, it didn't explain. And then the second half being an Attack on Titan book that ended on a cliffhanger with no indication of where to go to read the rest of the story, I think that was
a waste.
Nowhere,
because it was a Japanese story reprinted for English audience.
Yeah, so I think that was really kind of a waste.
That was wasn't even good.
I don't think there was anything there to make you go, oh, I can't wait to read this. Yeah. It was just kind of, huh, what? Where I think DC really did it well. And I think that was a precursor to what we're getting in the issue twos of Convergence, that have the prequels to the new series that are coming out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think if they follow that same method where the new books or the continuing books follow where they follow up right after this, I think they're going to be in good shape.
The excerpts in these books.
Yeah.
Is it an 8-page excerpt taken from?
No, it's a prequel.
It's all original material.
It's original leading up to the new book.
Okay.
So that won't be in the new book. It's leading up to the new book, from my understanding.
Yeah, and it won't be reprinted until the trades.
Higher now.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be in the trade, I'm sure.
Right.
But it won't be reprinted in issue one.
Yeah.
We don't know for sure if it'll be in the trade, so to make sure you can read them.
Yes, you need to
come down here and pick up.
I have to say, it was funny. I read a couple of them sitting here today. The Omega Men one, very intriguing. Green Arrow one was very good.
Because that's the guy that did that 2-issue arc on Detective where they were in the terminal with the virus.
Yeah.
And then Patrick Zercher's art.
Okay, yeah, no, that was perfect. Very, very good.
I'll be jumping on the Green Arrow.
The Red Hood and Arsenal didn't do anything for me. And that's all. I think that was all I read. I didn't read the Doomed one. I started it, but I didn't finish it. Not that there was anything wrong with it, I just got interrupted at some point and didn't finish it. But, they had a Mega Man one I'm very intrigued by. Rich Johnson posted, a spoiler thing online, but...
No, not him. Never him.
The problem with what he did... Well, the problem with what he did is what was the book a couple weeks ago? I think they're reading into what happened in it. More than you actually saw on the page. It was the Batgirl cover, the Joker cover, where people are saying, oh, look, she's being raped on the cover and stuff. No, it's not on the page. You're reading into it on this one. Now, granted, they have a character, and the guy has a big claw, and he has it at his neck, and then it's like a video, and the picture fuzzes out, and he's talking about, oh, this character was decapitated. It's like, no, you didn't see that. You're reading into it, so...
You just give him a hug.
Yeah, he could have been. I don't think he was. I mean, everything was very ominous leading up to it, but you didn't actually see anything
Hugs
happen.
Hugs can be ominous.
True.
That's true.
Okay, so that's all. I'm sorry, that's just my...
No,
don't be sorry. We appreciated that.
Good. Thank you. But are we still on Batman?
No, we're past Batman.
Oh, we're in Justice League. Yeah, but I think...
Let me say this one question first, going back to Batman. What did you guys think of the cover?
I liked it in context.
Yeah.
Because it was St. George, not...
Yeah, I forget the name of like the actual piece.
Fight slaying the dragon. Yeah. And that was Batman slaying his dragon. So, not a great cover, but symbolically, I think it's a great cover.
I remember like sitting here last week, a couple customers were like, that cover's awful.
Yeah. Yeah, well, when you saw the 1 in 25 cover with him and Joker and Alfred with their arms around each other with the big Joker smiles, that was a much better cover. But symbolically, I thought it was a very neat. King George slaying the dragon? That might be it.
There's a name for that, like stained glass.
St. George? I thought it was St. George.
Okay, could be. But I'm sure people are screaming at the...
George.
Look it up. Look it up on your phone, Adam. You're not doing anything else.
Oh...
Capullo and Snyder did a Q&A on Twitter with the DC Twitter feed last week, and someone asked him like about the cover, and Snyder was like, "I just wanted a Batman slaying, you know, the dragon of the Joker," and then I guess Capullo was like, "I'm gonna do this
St. George and the
take
dragon.
On the stained glass that I saw every Sunday in church when I was a kid."
Okay. Did a dragon in church? What?
There's quite a few renditions of.
Yeah, yeah, I went to. Religion. I was in the same congregation with Daenerys.
Lucky.
Yeah. What? She's awesome.
TV version, not book version. Book version, young.
Yeah, but I haven't been to church in years, so was I.
Oh. Yeah.
You hear what they say about Catholic school girls.
You know.
Now, the one thing that I liked about the Justice League, I didn't realize that Orion was Darkseid's actual son.
To keep the peace, they had swapped their sons, and it's Mr. Miracle was the other
son. Highfather's
son. Yes,
but see, that's
that goes all the way back.
Yeah, I didn't read that really old stuff, but like I've read the old JLA stuff where Orion was in it, and Mr. Miracle was in it. And I never caught that amongst them.
That's why Orion has that face where he loses his whatever, and you see his true face, which is the uglier face.
Okay, and I don't remember seeing it. But even like in, what was it, the Green Lantern event that they just had, and Orion was in it. The relationship between him and Highfather, I thought that that was his actual father, and he's just a rebellious son.
No.
Not realizing, no, that's actually Darkseid's father. Yeah. Okay.
No, but I thought that was really done. I liked the little reveal that was actually Anti-Monitor's chair, and that Anti-Monitor is actually
Mobius.
Something. Well, not just Mobius, but he's something, because before I remember in Crisis, now granted, I have not read Crisis since I read it in issues, but he just always seemed to be a thing that was attacking everybody. He didn't seem to have been like a person.
He was part of the, basically, when the universe was created, another universe... an anti-universe was created, and he's their monitor, is basically. He lives on Quard.
But he just seemed to be like a force of destruction.
Yeah.
And that so was his plan. It was just interesting. He took off his face mask, and he was talking to him and stuff.
Yeah.
That was very, very interesting. So that was cool. But I thought that... And it was funny. It was a great issue of Justice League that had no Justice League in it whatsoever.
No.
But as far as, hey... You want to jump on?
This is a good place to jump on, yeah.
And you can get a Magic Mike version. So,
how many of those did you sell?
Not many.
This isn't really the Magic Mike crowd.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, but because except that was the one most people talked about, though, when they announced those covers.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it, but I didn't want to buy it.
Fine, yeah. You wanted to. You just didn't want to buy it publicly.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But
it's okay if you do it in your house.
Between the two, is there something in my house I should know about?
I don't know. You're the one with the Magic Mike covers.
Are there 5 shirtless men there right now?
That would be truly disturbing.
I don't know.
We're not taking off our shirts.
No.
Whoa.
We weren't even going there, Dave. What the hell?
I went there.
That's a podcast.
No. Okay. Lots to talk about.
I'm feeling comfortable now.
Moving on. What else you got, Pat?
Red wine. So it was...
I didn't get a chance to read it. I actually had to put it back on the shelf because I ran out.
Well, here's what I got to say about that. I really felt like it was a ripoff, and I'll tell you why. Uh-oh. It's apparently issue 1 of 2, and it doesn't come back until 2016. That's going to kill that book. It ended
kind of in the middle of a story, so you didn't really even get closure into what I would call an actual arc. And then in at the back of it, they come up with this ridiculous justification of why they did it, that, you know, it's 39 pages as opposed to the normal 22 you get in an American comic, so you're still getting 60-some pages out of it, and that should be good enough. And it's like, no, you set this up to be an ongoing, and, you know, if it would have said one of two, I would have felt a little bit different. But it looked like it was an ongoing, and I really liked the first one a lot. And the second one, while good on its own, when you get to the last page and find out it's a cliffhanger, and it's not coming back until 2016, that just was like, I'm a little upset by that.
Does it say that in the book, not coming?
Not coming until 2016. So it says, to be continued, and then you turn the page in 2016.
Wow. Oh, that's a D-move.
Yeah, and that's...
that's awful.
That is.
Yeah, that was... I wasn't real happy about
what
that.
What book was that?
Red One.
That was the second issue?
That's dumb.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is it's the second issue.
Yeah, you don't pull that kind of crap.
So, Image, I'm not real happy about that. The book itself was fine, but the way you ended it was not. The only other one that I want to talk about that everyone else doesn't have... was Hellbreak. It was the second issue of that, which,
okay.
You know, the way I describe it again, it's like Delta Force in Hell.
Yeah.
This issue takes, you learn a little bit about the team and kind of, I guess this is they're going on their 19th mission at this point, you know, and kind of the stereotypical sullen guy is like, well, you know, anyone could be our last, and we got to live life while we can, and all this. So, you know, they start off on their mission. They go in, and they get surrounded by hellhounds, and that's the end. Most of it was just, you know, learning a little bit about the team and kind of, you know, how they operate, which, you know, for a second issue, I guess makes sense. But it's a really interesting concept. And you see how, like, they're working in conjunction with priests who do exorcisms and all that. So that's what I wrote. It's like, okay, this would actually make a decent premise for a movie or a TV show. Although I think the special effects would make it cost prohibitive. But the premise is really cool. So... you probably don't have any more of the number ones. I know you gave them out on free comic.
I think I have some. It was a dollar book that, again, I put those out for people.
And I talked to probably four or five people about that book on Saturday. I know some of them picked it up. So, it, you know, number two just coming out, mm-hmm. that wasn't a bad deal.
For free, yeah.
Well, I think it was just a dollar then when it came
it
out.
Was, it
yeah.
was.
So, what? Well, yeah, wasn't that bad. Dave?
I was going to say, you're missing a bunch of big books, man.
Well, yeah, but we all read those, so I figure once...
We'll talk about them
with somebody,
the last person.
Daredevil. I'll start with Daredevil 15. Did you read that, Adam?
I don't think I did. It's no. I mean, I have it, but yeah.
I got the trade on Saturday for the last volume before he goes out to San Francisco.
Okay.
With the Monster Squad on the front?
I think so, yeah.
The Howling Commandos. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This
we're getting their own book in Secret Wars.
Oh, sorry. Monsters.
This issue was really good.
Wolfman had no...
Daredevil's life hasn't been too horrible during this run by Mark Waid, but in this issue, it starts to go downhill.
It has to. That's the whole thing with Daredevil,
because,
though.
So
it can't
really
be good for him.
Well, it really...
It's not bad enough he's blind. Now more bad stuff's got to happen.
Yeah.
In the end of the last issue, he was with the owls, the daughter of the owl, and they were trying to find her father, the owl.
He's in the bottom of an elevator shaft. Come on, everybody knows that. Jeez.
Oh,
didn't they watch the show?
Yeah.
Well, in this issue, he is being held by the Shroud.
Yeah.
And he has all these... something happened with the owl in the book, that there's computer implants in his head or something.
I think they put it that this whoever the mystery villain is,
Okay. I missed all this for some reason.
That, I guess. So, no, I don't think we haven't seen him since that last issue he was in where he was after people.
So the Shroud is using the owl to monitor, to hook into every, you know, phone, television, so he could see everything.
He's kind of using much his the entire world. The computer.
And through this, he's monitoring Daredevil.
Yeah.
And he finds out that Foggy is alive. He finds out that all this attorney-client privileged information that Matt has had with his clients. And Genie's out of the bottle. And he's in a tough situation. The mayor hates him now.
Uh-huh.
Of San Francisco for all this.
Well, eventually he's going to go back to New York. Because I think it's something...
There is no New York. It was just destroyed.
Manhattan's still there.
Well...
Manhattan.
So, well, maybe he does, because at the end he's in tough...
When Telos, or Brainiac takes it and puts it on Telos... Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, wrong one. Wrong New York.
I'm sorry.
Well, at the end, he makes the decision to go to who he believes is the only man who can, as I said, put this genie back in the bottle.
Yeah.
Kingpin appears on the last page. Say
Major Nelson.
Well, okay. Well,
so it was
nobody got that.
I don't hear it.
So it was a great issue. So it's all
now. I feel old.
I've been trying to make you feel old for hours.
Trying to make you feel the way you look.
I don't know how many. I don't know.
You just got to bring up his old days playing varsity dodge rock.
Is this continuing through? I don't know if this is continuing through Secret Wars.
There's a book called, what are they calling these certain books, like Last Days or something like that?
But Daredevil's not. I don't know what's going on with Daredevil. No, I don't remember seeing it as a Last Days book. I don't know. Well, I know this team is ending soon, so it might just be ending with the next issue. Because I know they're leaving the book. So maybe he's just going to be there when New York explodes or something. Or no, wait, he's in San Francisco and Manhattan's saved, so the rest of the world dies.
He's destroyed anyway.
Oh, well.
Next one, Fantastic Four, 645.
Is that the last issue?
This is
the last issue ever. Fantastic Four.
Can you believe they just ended a 645-issue run just like that?
It's going to be as long... as Human Torch was dead.
Almost like it went like 15, 640. It's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like I skipped something.
But I like the issue. They end on a high note.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't tie in with the Secret War at all.
Franklin stops the incursion from his universe.
That's what I don't get. Why couldn't Franklin just have stopped the incursion to begin with? Like, he can create pocket universes. He's like...
I hear you. Especially when you read Secret War 1 and all this bad stuff's going on with the Fantastic Four, yet he's nowhere to be found. So, I don't know.
Are you sure that...
He was in the Zero, yeah, but he wasn't in one.
Are you sure the Invisible Woman's real name isn't Lori?
Bum, bum, bum.
Where's Franklin?
Cool! No, I love those internet memes where you know what they call whatever, and
Papa
then
Franklin. Oh, he's gonna lose it now. He's gonna be giggling for 15 minutes.
That is like the one line. That's part of the song. You shouldn't even try, and I don't know why that's first
the
one.
He goes,
you always try that you can't pull off.
Saying Papa Carl is. Colin Stewart.
Carl Papa.
Sorry. I've never seen this.
You've never seen
it? I've never seen it.
Okay. Well, we'll show you.
I just live vicariously through your...
After the podcast.
Giggle fits.
Anyway.
That is how I wanted it to end. Johnny gets his powers back.
He's been without powers for a long time.
Yeah,
since the beginning of the run.
Yeah, it's been like 18 or... 19 issues, I think.
Was it in the last run, too?
The last run was when they were going through time and space while Scott Lang was running the FF.
Yeah, I thought... That's when he lost it.
Johnny gets his powers back.
Why would Scott Lang run the FF?
Universe?
Because he was asked to.
But he's not. They're like the Future Foundation, the smart people. When he gets.
Are you playing it now?
Scott Lang was not a smart. Like, he's not a scientist or any of that.
Okay, because comic books, that's why.
No. That doesn't count in this. Like, you have to put a character with books that makes sense. You don't put a bunch of scientists together and throw random Scott Lang to lead them. Like, it has to make sense.
In case they gotta break into buildings and steal stuff.
That's why.
I don't think that team had any scientists on it, did it?
No, because the whole idea was they were only going to be gone for like a quarter of a second or something like that. But
no,
just
I'm
in
talking
case
about the original.
Happens.
The original Future Foundation.
No, not that. No, Scott Lang was running it when...
Oh, okay. You're talking about that. I forgot that book existed. Because it wasn't out for that long, was it? That book didn't last
very
long.
It was very popular, though. It got a lot of critical...
Well,
praise.
That was Fraction. So when he left, it went away.
Yeah.
That's Fraction and All Red.
I forgot that.
That's still a weird situation.
Mm-hmm.
Whole Fraction Marvel thing.
Sure, they'll finish Hawkeye someday.
Wait, July.
Let me see. Is it on the next invoice?
It's on for July.
July.
Unless you ask.
Is it the last one?
Yeah.
Unless you ask about it again, and then you're told that you have to wait.
Are you going to play that now?
No.
I was going to say.
No, but he's got it queued up.
It's queued up.
It's ready.
Okay, anyway, Dave.
Want me to play it now?
No, you'll be worthless for the rest of the podcast then.
The book was
you'll
six
be cracking
bucks,
up.
But I thought it was worth
there was
the
a
money.
Lot there.
There's
yeah.
four backup stories kind of each focused on...
What?
On,
which book?
On Fantastic Four.
Okay.
There were four backup stories focusing on each of the members cost, of the fours. And
now, is this the last
nice
issue?
Of
oh, that's the penultimate
of
chapter.
Reed and of the family taking a vacation to the beach where Reed... talks to Valeria about how that's where he decided to become a scientist, and it kind of fed his imagination, everything, instead of, you know, going off to another planet or something, it kind of brought it down to Earth. And Johnny does the four in the sky at the end of the story.
He's supposed to.
So that's how you want the Fantastic Four to be. So I guess we'll never see them again.
Never.
Johnny Storm has two things he's good at, catching on fire.
And becoming Captain America.
Fours.
That's going to be interesting. Oh, that's going to explain the next Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
Making big fours in here. Sometimes he does them like that. And sometimes he...
Okay, we know what
top.
A four looks like.
Yeah, but you don't know. He does it different.
I'm surprised they haven't found some way to like casually get Chris Evans and a Captain in a movie to say flame on.
Well, they don't even let him say Avengers Assemble.
That was so dumb.
Right?
They cut off his
we'll get to
say
that.
Assemble.
We'll get to that. Wait, are we getting to that?
I forgot we were going to talk about that.
I don't know. We started to go for it, and then he derailed it. So, anyway, Dave.
Let's go to Superman, number 40.
I like that. I like that Josh hated it.
I didn't hate it.
Everything.
I was kind of...
with all of his might, he hated this
it
book.
It didn't make sense.
What did make sense? One of your comments was that some of the characters did not have the right personalities.
It takes place in the same like continuity as the previous issues that Romita and Geoff Johns were on, but yet the characters aren't acting anything like themselves.
Okay, which
like
one?
Batman is super jokey.
Okay, yeah. This is what Colin's point on Batman, and I kind of want I know what you were saying, and I said that in our conversation online. According to what he was saying, he was kind of having fun with Superman because of his situation. Which, if you think, between their relationship,
but when
he could have done that.
When Superman first had this thing happen and Batman picked him up, Batman is like very clearly studying him and seeing if there's some, you know, threat situation. And now suddenly he's making, you know,
cracks
dick jokes. And
well, because he got drunk.
They were drunk.
He was always drunk throughout the whole
You could have had that same banter if you replaced Batman with Hal Jordan. And I think it would have worked.
Well, it was, I'm not saying to be fair, but it was Romita writing it. It wasn't. I know. I'm just saying it wasn't Johns and
Romita
it wasn't the new guy.
Romita's been on this book for, you know, 9 issues now.
As a writer or as a drawer.
But he should have seen enough scripts from Geoff Johns to get a feel for the
But not for Batman.
Perhaps not for Batman, but everyone knows that Batman's not a jokey character.
Sorry.
I don't know. I just the book would have been fine if it wasn't in the same just a little filler continuity. Book,
so yeah.
We can disagree.
He's just like
he did sign his letter.
Wrong.
Huh?
You're wrong. We'll let this slide, but you're wrong.
No, not say that. Okay. Sorry. I had to go potty. I'm sorry.
Okay. I just didn't love it. That's all.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I thought it was kind of treading water a little bit.
Since it was.
Respect.
Colin kind of looks like Baymax.
And
wait a minute. Wow. Let's just stop for a second. That might be like one of the worst things somebody has said on the podcast.
Suddenly I'm absolved from every.
Yeah, like we're good, I guess,
comment.
Now, right?
If there's a line, I'll cross it.
There was a line.
This got awkward.
He's going to go back to not talking now.
He's like, Pat's pull list. Gone.
It kind of is anyway. Every week I had to go in and get more stuff because I'm like, I told you to do this, told you to add this.
I know, right? I've done that.
Like, what's
too.
The point of having a pull list if you're not going to pull it?
Now he's getting all the crap. Like, how do you really feel about this?
I'm just saying. But it's not everybody. I notice it's me, so you know I owe it to them to.
I think there's some things in the air here, you know, that we might, me, you, and Dave, we might have to.
We need Dr.
Go into the other room for a little.
I feel like I don't want to pile on.
Let Pat.
That's a rare thing.
Let Pat and Baymax. I mean, call it.
Notice. Dave and I made no comments during this little exchange.
Dave rarely does, though.
That's true. That's true.
I have no place
we don't know what Dave was thinking.
Anything else, Dave?
And I'll just mention Castaways.
Okay, how was 2?
Number 2. It was all right. I'm not exactly sure what to think of it yet. I like the beginning because they're from the far team from the far future. They're stranded in our present, and they get back together after a year apart. After not being able to get home. But the time, they're calling it the time stream. Things are slipping through the time stream from the future
right.
to the present. And
that's
and
how they know someone's trying to contact them or something.
So the guy, he's collecting everything. Arthur, he's taking care of their underwater base, and he's collecting everything that's slipping through. And you get he's redone the base. And you get some backstory on the characters, which is the future, and then some kind of monolith shows up at the end.
I feel like we're playing HeroQuest.
Some kind of war machine shows up at the end, and they don't know where it's from. And I'll stick with it. And I'm not exactly sure where it's going and anything like that, but okay. it's been enjoyable. That is it.
Okay.
I will mention Multiversity.
That's
number 2.
No, nobody mentioned that.
Well, I'm mentioning it right now.
Okay. You look angry.
No, it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
I want to read this all at once now, though.
Yes, it's going to be a phenomenal trade, and it may
hopefully
be one
of those end notes explaining everything.
Man, like, I want to, like, be in the mind of Grant Morrison to see, like, what kind of crazy...
I don't think I
want to
be there at all.
And then Captain Carrot's head gets cut off, but he keeps talking, and then the chimpanzee picks it up and is talking to the head, and it's just like...
I just...
What?
How does he, like, keep track of everything? Like, how does he plot this out? I mean, you could say
Marker
the same thing about,
words.
Like, Hickman, because Hickman does, like, a long game when he writes, but... Morrison's stuff is so, like, complicated
yes.
and kind of convoluted, but then it kind of makes sense, and it clearly has a plan, but I'm not smart enough to get that plan.
It kind of has, you're right, it kind of has that almost
You have
hint.
To do way more acid than you'll get the
yeah,
plan.
Yeah,
it kind of has that hint out there that, like, this somewhat makes sense. Like, you have this feeling,
to,
like, you know it
makes
some sense.
To give you something that's so complicated,
yeah,
where you're not going to understand it all, but you still enjoy it as much as you do?
Yeah.
Like, how does he do it?
Did you read his book that came out a few years ago?
No, I have it, but I have it.
I read that. It's really interesting, yeah.
It's really impressive.
It's kind of biography, part history of comic books. And it's really interesting.
This issue answered one thing that I questioned a few issues back. When the snake eats the Savannah, the little kid like one, and I kept saying, "Well, if they're robots, how did he eat it without knowing?"
Well,
and then that was cleared up in this issue when he spits it out. Then it's a robot. He thinks he ate something metal.
Yeah.
But a lot of things were cleared up. But yeah, it's going to be a trade read. Like
it's
going to
be a trade read. And then what's it leading into? Because clearly it's leading into something.
You know,
we're setting something up.
There was a lot of stuff dealing. I keep thinking Final Crisis.
Well, I know they said something about it ties in with Convergence, but I just don't see that.
I don't see that at all. Except for the multiverses. Because your little table kind of explains it. That's about all I could see.
They said all kinds of stuff was going to tie in with Convergence, and it hasn't. So. Yeah.
I've seen some of these characters, like Ultra. I picked up Final Crisis one day. He was in that.
Really?
Yeah. And so he has a little bit of his final... This might have been his plan since he's been writing Final Crisis to keep writing. Sometimes it's kind of funny, like, they just let him write whatever, but they never really factor it into the rest of anything else. But
just keep
it
writing.
Sells, so they're just like, okay, keep it going. You know, keep doing what you do, Grant Morrison, but we're not going to factor this into anything else. But it, you know, it makes us money, so whatever.
It's really impressive. Like, reading it, I'm just amazed at how he's able to build these threads and keep track of all of it and make it... confusing but makes sense. I don't know, it was a really good bookend to this series.
As we were saying, it's gonna need, like, if you really want to get, I feel like it was good, but there was too much stuff that I just either forgot in the months that it was coming out that I didn't connect, and it didn't read like fully.
I still
want to
finish
that
Mastermind story.
I
want to know what happens after.
Oh.
It didn't finish. What did Jimmy Olsen do to defeat them? So, sorry.
He used magic. Comic books. As Pat said.
Hitler pooping.
Being right, I hope they do revisit some of those.
Everybody poops.
Yeah.
Saved everything.
It was really good. It would be a phenomenal trade.
Yeah.
I think it's the only one we haven't talked about aside from Convergence stuff.
How about Convergence 4? I thought this one...
It was better.
I think that's where it really turned a corner, where it wasn't all set up.
Well, but
stuff happened.
It flipped. Like, who you thought was the bad guy,
right, exactly.
The bad guy, who you think's the good guy.
What
really
I really liked
guy.
Was the conversation between Telos and Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson.
When he said, "No, I'm not here to kill you. I'm trying to give one of you this planet, but you have to earn it."
Yeah.
That really put a whole different spin on the entire thing for me. And then...
But I still don't quite understand why you can only give one of them the planet.
I don't know.
It's a big planet.
But that might be Brainiac's assignment.
Well, that might be his programming.
They don't just get the city, but their entire world comes back.
See, he's not...
But remember that
he's
the conversation... Nobody is. If you remember the conversation he has with Dick, Dick asks him that... Well, why don't you just disobey Brainiac? And he says, well, you know...
But in other issues prior to that, he has clearly said that this wasn't Brainiac's plan. Like, this is his plan.
Right, but he won't go against him. And that might be the difference.
I feel like it's been, like, a lot of back and forth.
If there's not a rule... You know, the rule may be only one can get it, but there may not have been
be
a rule
like
of when you could do it or how
totally
you had to do it.
He's not.
Seems more like...
I'm not saying that... I mean, he's not totally the villain. What I'm saying is, in this issue 4, it made it sound like he was following Brainiac's plan.
Yeah.
And he couldn't defy Brainiac.
Yeah, he did.
But
in issues before
that, he was making it sound like
he was
going against what Brainiac's plan
was. It almost seemed like Brainiac wasn't around.
That Brainiac wasn't involved, and he decided he's going to do this.
Yeah, and that's what it seemed
that's
like.
Where it's confusing.
So, yeah, that
like,
was a little
what,
confusing.
So is it Brainiac?
And then when, what's his name, the wizard guy,
Deimos.
When he opened up, when he asked... to talk to Brainiac, and Brainiac was there. Like, that I didn't get. Was like,
he's trapped in something.
Is he watching everything going
on? No,
he's
trapped.
But what Brainiac...
he's stuck.
What Brainiac
is,
so he opened up time.
Him. Yeah.
Got it.
Now, Deimos, all you really need to know, he's Warlord's bad guy, because I looked it up online, and it really didn't say anything more than that. He's just the bad guy for Warlord, but he has power from New Atlantis or something. It's not magic. It's more like future technology type of thing.
I forgot about New Atlantis.
But that's who he is. But they needed to explain him a little bit, because I think most people are going, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
Okay, so then the Brainiac that actually took... or tried to take Manhattan in Future's End was not Brainiac then. That was just another Brainiac.
The one in Future's War. End?
Yes.
No, the one in Future's End
I think was
the
that Brainiac, book needs...
Yeah.
So then what was the Brainiac that was trapped that Deimos wants to
another one
relieve?
Just out of time.
They need to do a better job of tying
who are all these Brainiacs
yeah,
to
I
this?
Agree.
Or right now...
Yeah. Unless Future's End
like was a waste.
Well, my only guess is, or is it going to go into the new Batman Beyond?
We'll see in previews. Of,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how well
Batman
and
Robin.
Batman Beyond is going to
no,
out.
No,
it's,
it wasn't
a, it's a lot
Robin.
Of issues to not tie in anything.
I think Batman and Robin was Omega Man.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to these previews.
Yeah, because I only read a couple of them. Hockey, damn it.
You can't read while you watch hockey. Mm-hmm.
No, because when I read, I want to get a little more focused in it, and especially playoff hockey. If it was just a regular hockey game, yes, but...
Yeah. I don't know what it feels like to be
I understand.
Invested
I
in playoff
understand.
Hockey
I know.
This year.
I know, I'm sorry. Maybe next year they're going to bring in a lot more good players. I'm sure they will.
No, they're pretty They're pretty committed to shit, so...
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. It fits. But yeah, my team. Oh, they're up 3-0. Yeah, so
almost got it.
But I definitely thought that was better. I thought 5 today was good. There's one thing I want to say about the Convergence 2s that I've read so far. They don't really resolve anything.
Really? That's disappointing.
Yeah,
because they can't. I guess
they can't exactly
until you get the end of
exactly.
Convergence,
but
so.
Like in Adam. Adam beats the Barracuda guy.
What?
And that was about it.
Yeah, I did.
You know, and that was about it. So, it just, there wasn't any real finality.
I don't think Adam can beat the Barracuda guy.
No, I don't think so either.
Tell me I'll beat the Barracuda guy.
I don't think so either.
This is starting to sound like a euphemism for something else, so let's just move on.
There wasn't, but yes, there can't be. But it's kind of weird that...
Well, that could be like round one, and then round two would...
But it's just weird that Convergence 8 is going to come out the same week as the last books. So there's not, like, a final issue afterwards to wrap everything up. I don't know how it's going to flow. But, I mean, not bad, but, yeah, there wasn't the, winner! Ding, 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 ding! It wasn't, wasn't like that or anything. One of them didn't even, Titans didn't even finish. It says to be continued in Convergence 5. So that was a little weird. But I guess if you're reading the tie-ins, you're probably reading the main series, even if you're not reading all the tie-ins.
Yeah.
So that'll work. I don't see that being a huge problem. But if you're just reading the tie-ins and not the main series, then you're going to be a little pissed. But that's it. The only other book I have is Avengers 44, which coming into cold, not having read all the previous ones, was just a little... odd, but that was the last ever Avengers book.
Because there's surely not going to be another Avengers book.
No, I'm shocked it didn't jump up to issue 900, but it was
kind of
interesting.
Funny to me that Avengers ended when the second movie came out.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a true...
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Somebody wanted to buy the... he's like,
not
I should get
jump
this for my
anyways,
son. I'm like, oh yeah, good luck jumping on this one, yeah. Because it ends with 90-year-old Cap fighting Iron Man to the death. With the Ultimate Universe attacking, and it's the last scene you see is Iron Man putting his what's it called?
Gauntlet.
Yeah, but the palm shooty thingy.
The repulsor
to Cap's head and blasting it off. So that was the last your last.
Blasted
image.
Cap's head off.
Well, you don't know if he blasted his head off, but that was the last.
You saw the hand
thing you saw.
Wait, but what if he wanted to kill off 90-year-old Cap, why didn't you just have him jello wrestle to?
Well, he was wearing a War Machine
like
armor that Tony couldn't control. But it was just, it was
he's
a very,
American
very
hero.
Strange.
That's a horrible way to kill him off.
I agree. But that scene and a scene in Secret Wars 1 leads me to believe how I see where this is going. How this
I
is going
like
to go.
I don't like Ultimate Cap.
Well, but I have a feeling we're going to see specifically Ultimate Iron Man take over for Iron Man.
He's a jerk. Because he's a jerk.
In it, at one point, not
you
the,
mean
it,
for
this
Superior Iron Man?
What?
Ultimate Iron Man take over for Superior Iron Man.
Correct. Only because in one, there's one scene where this isn't giving anything away. During the fight, Ultimate Iron Man says to Captain Marvel, kind of, "Boy, hey, how about after we're done fighting, I take you out for a drink?" So,
is Ultimate Iron Man Howard Stark's son?
You have no idea. He's in an armor. You can't. You don't know what's going on. If it was the little blue guy, that would be cool.
It but is. That's who it is.
Is it still?
Well,
or is it Ultimate Iron Man who was the porn guy in Ultimates 3?
Okay, yeah, that's him.
Okay.
That's
wait,
Ultimate
like Iron
okay.
Man?
No, but he was talking about...
He was found in some sort of Black Widow and him on a sex tape in Ultimate
It was very weird. And then Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver come in,
so
and it definitely...
Like porn star name.
Oh,
it
yeah.
definitely indicates that they're having relations.
There's a lot of
and it was very...
It was
Ultimates
a weird
3 was not good.
No. I think they retconned there was a book called Ultimate Iron Man, and there were two. And
yeah, it was by Orson Scott Card.
Yeah.
That was one of the few ones I actually threw across the room.
I was
angry.
Since they retconned...
Because it was really good, and then at the end it says, hey, if Marvel wants me to finish this story, look for it in Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It was not.
It was a really different,
it was,
well-done story, and then they cut it like it didn't exist. If you, one of the books, it's that Ultimate Iron Armor Wars. There's a book, and it was after Ultimatum, and in that they're watching like a movie.
See, look, he is
that's
like
an Iron Man movie.
Low battery.
And then he, they're watching a movie in it, and he's just like, oh yeah, remember how they had you as you were blue or something? And he's just like, oh, yeah, I hate it. So they made it as the Ultimate Iron Man thing never happened. Mm. They just retconned it completely out. It wasn't a bad story. It was about, like, when he was born, they had to hide something or a chemical in him or something. And when he was born blue. And not only that, he could regrow body parts and stuff. And he needed to make something to keep. It was some sort of, like... He had a very bad immune system or something like that. And then after a while, it was good. It was a really good. It's hard. I haven't read it for a long time, but it was a decent Iron Man. It was very different from what you know. And then he finally, you know, he meets Rhodey in high school. He starts to build the armor and stuff like that. Keeps going on.
Page one.
Oh, that was bad.
Well, what I was thinking
that's the introduction. The Ultimates 3 is the introduction to Ultimate Ultron. And they never brought him back after that. At least I don't think they did. But it was also the beginning of Ultimatum, because that's when the bullet came.
What I was saying is because in...
You were making fun of me limping, I know.
I did.
I appreciate that.
Did you hear what I said?
I did. I heard something.
I said, see, he really is just like Baymax. I went, low battery.
No, I got an ankle.
He
wanted
to go, charge it.
No, but...
he was just like... Right,
they changed it and they said he's not Howard Stark's son. It's that Enzo is actually Howard Stark's son. I was wondering if Ultimate Iron Man actually is Howard Stark's son.
Oh, gotcha.
They can retcon that back to the way we've known it for... Because
originally, in the first one, like, he got his arm cut off and it grew back because he was coated in something blue.
Yeah.
I don't even remember all of it.
Yeah, that's...
It was interesting.
It's hard to remember. That's been a long time.
But just, just that part up top. Yeah. Where
it was at that time when we were talking about the covers of Secret
Jeff
War.
Jeff like hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
In Secret War, you were saying they used the new paper and it was bending the spine.
Yeah.
And that's the same reason Ultimate had a paper on it. And it's really... That's one reason why it's hard to find Ultimate books that early on in decent condition.
They curled, from my understanding. Yeah, they curled real bad in humidity.
Yeah, and I think didn't. I think that was around the time when they changed. But that had like I think it had a chromium cover, those Iron Man, Ultimate Iron Man.
Hmm. Oh, well, you know it's good if it's got chromium cover.
Yeah.
Only the best books are in chromium.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, though. It wasn't a bad story. But, yeah, it abruptly, they just ended it. And then at the same time, you know, Ultimate was bringing out Ultimate Wolverine and Ultimate Wolverine versus Hulk. And that book took an entire year to come out for the second part. You know? And it was going to tie into the next thing. And it's just like, geez, what are you guys doing? I think that's, after all these problems, then Ultimatum came out. I think that's what killed it. Yeah. I think that's why we're in our Secret War.
Battle Board.
But my question about Secret War is, like, are they going to, like, okay, when all this is said and done and they have a new world and there's characters that are going to be replaced, you know, are they going to know? Do they just now walk around like it's a new world? Like, I mean, they're all just like, oh, yeah, Miles Morales, he's been swinging around here forever. Yeah.
I mean, won't they still be living on Battle World?
Well, they will until issue 8 when Franklin Richards goes like that and puts everything back to normal.
I assume that, like, Earth was going to, after, I thought this was going to be, everybody's going to battle until there's one Earth.
Well, wait a second. Then, who was saying that there's no more Infinity Gems?
I don't know.
So I was going to say, can't they take the Infinity Gauntlet and just make the world come back?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if they can wipe out half the universe.
He's got his own area on the Battle Ward.
I mean, they will at some point, a couple years down the road.
Yeah, I mean,
New Xandar. So who knows? Yeah, that's my biggest question about this, but I guess that's what we have to read. Because, well, that's my question with Convergence as well. Like, whoever wins, do they just get their own planet?
We know who's going to win. Like, the solicits for Earth 2 Society.
I don't know.
Make but it sound it's almost like yeah, he's but not that, counting that's, Earth. That's, they're not counting.
Though. Yeah, that's too.
It's got to be something too obvious. Else.
But
yeah.
The cover has the Flash on it, and it has, I think, Batman on it. So they at least escape that planet. If they're not the victors, they at least go.
It shows like they're a new city on this like desolate looking planet.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not that planet, then it's a pretty close match to it.
What is he's going to give them that planet?
They took
planet,
over Barstow.
Right? That's the planet he's given away?
I think so. Himself.
But what does it matter? There's plenty of room on this planet.
Why can only one city populate this planet?
I mean, geez, you look across in the distance. There's a city. Seems like they're getting along fine. What's the problem, Talos? Talos has issues. That's the problem. Yeah, what? He's going to have a whole planet with one city on the top of it? That's going to look a little ridiculous. It's going to look like the Comedy Central logo.
You guys can have this section, and the rest is mine.
Yeah. I just don't... I don't know. What I thought was going to happen was, like, he was going to take, like... Okay, you won. So it seems like they're going to give, like, whichever city wins... But I kept thinking, like, okay, is it characters? Like, if a character wins and beats this character, does that mean he survives and he can live in the new city that's created? Or, I don't know. I think that hasn't really been explained very well.
See, I took it as they're fighting for their city.
Their city. So, like, that seems like that fight's going to go on forever because then they have to keep going up against, like, new characters.
Well, but, you know, specifically when he destroys Kandar, he said... You're all Superman. You could have easily won this.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's...
How could they have easily won? There's no yellow sun there.
That's true.
Well, there has to be the same yellow... If that's the case, then Superman would have the same problem.
I'm not saying it makes sense that Superman has powers.
Are we
because
saying comic
books
again?
You've said because comic books too many times tonight. There's too
well,
many
that's because there's,
things.
Well, because there's been lazy writing. Yeah. I can't help that.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that there's
you're blaming
lot of...
Pat for comic books. Pat, comic books.
Sorry.
What have you done?
Sorry.
Short of goal. I think I really do. My theory on Batman is that... Thomas Wayne died, Earth 2. I think Dick Grayson is going to become the Batman.
I have issues with that.
Because he has
not
no training
at all.
Yeah. And that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I know. But
and
I think
he
that's where
know
it's
his son's name.
But who else would it be? You know? Yeah, he didn't know his son's name. It's not Tommy. It's Johnny. Yeah.
Well, but what if it Flashpoint Thomas Wayne becomes Batman on Earth 2?
Possibility. If that's the way it goes. He hasn't really been doing much, has he?
Speaking of Flashpoint, Thomas Wayne.
He's in Superman.
Oh, okay.
I recently...
Yeah, he's in that, but that was it. He was just sitting
in the past week, read the
Flashpoint Batman trade that has Batman and
Grayson. Have you never read that?
It's really good.
Yes, that is really good. It's
especially the three-part Batman story.
That, that one was one
phenomenal.
Of the...
What?
Yeah.
When, yeah, the reveals in that one.
Podcast knew it.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
No. Prior podcasters went, oh, yeah, you can see that coming a mile away.
I thought it was Bruce.
I was not expecting it to be.
I thought Bruce stayed. Yeah. I thought she died. Bruce lost it completely. I thought he became the Joker, but that's.
I thought that. That was in the main series. That was.
Mm-mm. No, except for the main.
No, that's the
trade.
Batman. No, that all happened in the Batman.
But
in
the yeah.
But the reveal of Thomas as Batman at the end of issue one of Flashpoint was another one of those. What?
Yeah.
You know, Bruce is dead.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, that was good, but
that's what you sound like.
Not as big as the
voice
twist. That's all. I'm just saying it's really good.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
I liked all of Flashpoint.
Buy it today.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't read it when it came out, but it is quite good.
That's why I was excited to see those Flashpoint characters again.
That's a problem to me because I had bought the main Flashpoint trade a while.
That was
back.
Another one like this where you had like eight.
Yeah.
Miniseries each week, different ones.
And then I had borrowed the Batman trade that collects the four different, you know,
stories. And Snyder did the Superman one.
Did he?
Project Superman.
Project Superman.
But I had borrowed it from someone who's been sitting in my office at home for a while. Then I was reading these and had the Flashpoint tie-ins. I thought, oh, I'm going to read that and see, get more background. And I was surprised how good it was.
Yeah.
I really, think those have to be my favorite Elseworld characters. Are the Flashpoint ones because I think they changed them just enough, but it makes sense for their changes of why they're doing what they're doing, and they explain that throughout the whole tie-ins. I think the tie-ins really did a good job as well. And you don't get that with the whole
series. It fleshed it out really, really well.
Yeah, it explained why Aquaman was mad at Wonder Woman, and the whole thing behind Superman of why he is where he is and the story behind Batman.
Well, the story
Joker.
Of the war because between what was it, Wonder Woman and the Furies.
They were gonna be married.
And then
Aquaman.
Well, the Emperor Aquaman.
Well, they were
gonna
be married
also...
in order to join their kingdoms.
Yeah.
And then somehow Mira is killed by I think Orm. I believe. No,
Mira gets killed by Wonder Woman. That's why she takes her crown as a warning to others. But it was...
What started the whole thing? Somebody killed
Killed Diana's mother. And it was set... It was an Atlantean, but it was set up between her aunt and Orm to cause it to happen.
And they blamed Garth, right? Because Garth was taken away.
Okay. I forget who it was.
I think it was Garth.
There was...
2 seconds left.
That's what I said. There was like four of those three-issue series that really fleshed that out really well.
Yeah.
They all did.
Even like Canterbury Cricket. Like, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Of how that turned out. Because it was really supposed to be...
For the small sliver that I've read so far, it's one of the best, developed and written events.
Yeah. Jeff Johns did a really good job on the main story. And then everybody else made nice time. I think they just did a good job planning what they were doing. I think that's a lot of problems with events, that people don't sit there anymore and do a very good job planning, so they have consistency in their in their books. And I think that's one thing with Convergence that we're having some issues with, but I understand there were some time constraints supposedly with Convergence.
But the other thing about the Flashpoint stuff was,
the kid's name is Tommy, that's a small thing, but like certain little things in there that like in one book he like in Blue Beetle he takes over this entire building and turns into Talos and then gives his message. And I was like, why did he choose that? He had the screens on this, they're not telling. That should be something that they're in their meetings going,
there's no consistency.
Okay, the TVs are going to, they'll see you on the dome. So draw them in the little dome-like spots. And they'll be like, okay. And everybody should have done that. That's kind of what should have happened.
Yeah.
But Flashpoint was... the creation and destruction of the universe all at once. Plus, it had to make sense to jump from old DC to new 52.
What's interesting,
that's the one thing
where
I think it failed. At the end of the Flashpoint, the main Flashpoint trade, it didn't seem like it was clear that it was this new universe was created.
You know what? But you know what we were.
It almost seemed like that was a tacked on
nobody
idea.
Knew
in fact.
At that time, like I think halfway in between Flashpoint,
was
that's
when they
announced New 52.
Yeah,
and I think that not only caused like I remember like it caused a lot of hatred towards the Flashpoint book. Which I think because the backlash started to happen of, oh, what's DC doing? You know, they're restarting everything I knew. They're ruining my childhood, that kind of thing. And that even though Flashpoint was a decent series, that was attached to it. So, like, people looked badly. Those people that were reading it were just like, oh, I don't want to read this now. It's ruining everything, you know. So it was really weird how that it was. But it was good. It was a really good story. Really worth picking up. That's the only series that I'm just like pick up the entire series. Like that's
if you pick it up, you'll
have a decent read throughout the whole thing. It's fun. That way you get to understand this world. And I think that's why, like you know, Colin's looking at it as you know he sees these characters showing up in this. Well, it's because we were very well educated on this universe through all these books.
Yeah.
You know, of who's this, who's you know, Emperor Aquaman, and who's that. Where when we're having, like, vampires showing up, I'm just like, I don't remember what vampires. I mean, the vampires were cool. That was a good issue.
Yeah, Gotham Blood Universe
or something
like that.
But characters that are showing
Red
up,
Red Ring,
I'm not as interested in because they're not as well known.
Yeah.
So I think they did good choosing that. So, and people were hoping that they'd do more with that, that would become a DC Earth. Which I guess it did. It was in the guidebook, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Was it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was.
I think so. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
What the law?
Well, I guess since we're talking about tie-ins,
might be one
that
of the
leads us right to the Convergence tie-ins.
Yeah.
Josh, go for it, man.
Also, I had to do them all last week. Someone else is starting today.
All right. I guess I'll start. Shazam.
Yeah.
I was... Yeah, I know. it's funny because it was the one that I was most excited for, and I think I'm the most disappointed with. Not because it was a bad book, but it and you know, obviously it wasn't Geoff Johns' Shazam that he wrote, but it read exactly like a 1960s book. The look, the dialogue. You know, the characters had Captain Marvel Jr., Mary Marvel, you know, Talkie Tawny, you know, and it felt childish almost.
Yeah.
And I was a little disappointed by that because I liked what they did with Shazam in the New 52, and that's kind of more the tone I wanted them to take with it. You know, understanding that it's the old stuff, but... just kind of the tone they took with it. But again, if you like that 60s style art and all that, it was really good.
Well, yeah, it wasn't bad. It just, I don't know, it wasn't great. It was the last book I read last night, so I was kind of tired, but it wasn't anything special, I don't think.
Yeah. Plastic Man and the Freedom Fighters.
I kind of like that.
Actually. I did too. It was different with the, you know, Germany wins World War II and have taken over New York, but clearly there's a Wolverine type group, you know, mm-hmm. the guerrillas going around there trying to take out the Nazis, you know, when the dome comes up. What I found really weird was the end because they had to fight the, a giant Batman robot that was supposed to be Future's End, but it wasn't Future's End Batman. It was just a giant robot.
Yeah.
That, you know, they said was from Future's End. Which, you know, they could have at least had him say, I am here, or something like that, you know, to give a clue as to, you know, that's what it's supposed to be. You know, because, yeah, you see it on the front cover, but there's really no indication that that's where it's from or that's what this is about. So that was a little disappointing. I thought the story itself was interesting, though. Because, you know, Plastic Man, I don't remember him showing up at all in New 52.
No, I don't think he has.
I don't think so, no.
He's originally introduced as a villain, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was
a thief.
Yeah, he was a thief.
That's
what
I thought.
That's what I cartoon. And then he becomes the you know, he becomes part of Justice League later. Yeah. This clearly is a little bit different, but
yeah.
it was good. Action.
Yeah, Action was all right. I think the main problem I have with Action is that Action and Detective Comics both tied in with Red Sun universe.
Mm-hmm.
But they both were showing very different portrayals of Red Sun, or like looking at Red Sun from different points in the timeline, which I thought it would just be one Earth, one city from Red Sun, so that it should all coincide.
Right.
Like the detective one, it made it seem like it was at the point in Red Sun where Superman had, you know, become the leader. But in Action Comics, Stalin was still there. And then Lex was there, and it didn't make sense that Lex there because, you know, if you read Red Sun, Lex was in the U.S. trying to...
Yeah, he worked for the CIA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then became president.
Well, it's like the... but at some, yeah, point, like, they were... It seems like that he was, like, visiting on, like, some sort of meeting with Stalin or something. And then he somehow ended up there with the dome. There's a lot of characters that somehow were ending up under the dome.
It's very convenient.
Because they were visiting for the day. But it seems like that's their excuse for the series, is that, oh, we were visiting.
But some of
Batman's visiting a lot of people, though.
But some of those books did a little bit better job of that. Like, when they did Flash Speed Force, it showed why Wally was there with his kids. So you at least understood, okay, you know, he doesn't belong in Metropolis, but I get why he's there.
The Justice League book, they were, they were at a baby shower or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, the girls, yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So they got stuck there because of that.
Right, but that was nice to at least you understand why they were there.
How did Barry Allen get stuck?
He came back in time to give some talk or something, or some speech or
something like that. He got stuck in Metropolis. I wish they would broaden in what cities they used. I didn't like that it's either Metropolis or
Gotham.
Like, it couldn't have been, like, I would have thought...
Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
San Diego, California.
Of all cities. Now, I would have...
Topeka, Kansas.
Well, when
did they bring Coast City in? That was actually destroyed. That would have been a good one.
That's my thing. And I wish the Parallax book or something took place
in Coast City.
Or Coast City exists, and that's what sent Parallax to there. You know, he would have went, oh, there's a Coast City somewhere, and he would have went and dealt with... You know, trying to do his thing.
Yeah.
Because that was his big thing, why he even existed. But they only used Metropolis
and Gotham.
I think they could have been a little more creative in what they did. You know, just Metropolis and Gotham. Okay. Yeah.
No, what I did like about the Action was the you know, after Lex kind of does this thing with Stalin, you know, like what we do with Colin here, you know, just Colin, push him until he goes.
Red shirt.
Figured me
facial
out.
Facial hair.
Oh yes, well, that clearly makes me a communist.
Because they were the only two.
Now I just keep in mind, I said you remind me of Baymax. He said you remind him of someone that was responsible for the deaths of 20 million people. Keep that in mind.
Wait, are you trying to say here, Pat, that Stalin and Baymax have something in common?
But anyway, what I liked about it was like when Superman, after the meeting, and Superman was talking to Lex, because it's, you know, it was almost not a friendly tone, but it was, you know, and it was almost like, you know, hey, I can't save you anymore.
I read Detective Comics first, and I really enjoyed the portrayal of...
You didn't read them in alphabetical order? That's how Colin gave us them. He was expecting you to.
Of Red Sun universe in that one, where you had, you know, Superman as his leader trying to figure out how to keep his people calm. And did you read Detective at all?
No, that was one of the ones I wasn't able to read.
He saw, like, the people starting to, you know, get restless and about to revolt. So then he came out and said, it's time I told you the truth. I put the dome over the city because I found out about an alien attack. So to protect Moscow, I put this dome up. So that the aliens couldn't attack us. Once we know the threat's clear, then we'll remove the dome. So it's like it was a different approach to the whole thing, and even like had theatrics to kind of make it look like he still had his powers and not everything was fine. And Anyway, it was a really, really interesting portrayal that the Detective saw where you had Dick Grayson and Huntress teamed up. I mean, it was really good. And then when I read Action, it was just, it was a bit lacking compared to that. And then it didn't make sense timeline-wise.
Crime Syndicate.
Yeah.
This was another one.
This one was really, like, all the other books that had, like, a vintage feel to them kind of took the art, gave you that vintage feel, but still put a bit of a, like, modern take on it. This was pure, like, old school style.
One of the things, and it's, unfortunately, it's fresh in our mind because Forever Evil just uses characters. They lost their swagger. Like, I get that they don't have their powers, but just their demeanor, they seem defeated amongst themselves. You know, and the thing is, Batman never had powers. And that was, someone even made a joke about that you know, he's never had powers. So, you know, his demeanor shouldn't have changed.
I think they made that about Blue Beetle.
I think they made that joke about Blue Beetle, too. Yeah. But that was, you know, the fact that they changed kind of the way they acted.
Are you comparing them to the Forever Evil characters?
Yeah, because they...
Well, they're two different characters.
But the story was very similar.
Yeah.
So that's where, even though, like, I know they're two different characters.
Yeah.
The stories are so similar that it's hard to, like, not draw parallels.
Yes.
Okay. The only thing that I don't though is because like I've read the first appearance of them, their issues of that, and that is kind of how they are in that. They have drastically changed throughout the years and make them a little more a little more ruthless. They're a little more evil.
Yeah.
And they weren't so much then. They were more just criminals.
Yeah, more like the rogues.
Almost. Yeah, more like the rogues. So it's a little different. So I can understand what you're saying. If you aren't totally familiar with the old Crime Syndicate, then it would be difficult after the fact of the Forever Evil.
Well, I read some of the other stuff.
In fact, there's the JLA 2.
I read that. The JLA 2 trade?
No, that's different, too. They've changed them since then as well.
That seemed to me to be a lot more like the Forever Evil version.
Yeah, they're a little different. Grant Morrison wrote them to be a little eviler. I think that's where they took
the Earth.
To your the ones that you have today. Colin has this for sale, the Crisis on...
Multiple Earths.
Is that what it's called? Crisis on Multiple Earths?
There's a bunch of those.
Yeah.
There's different volumes. One of those contains the first appearance of the Crime Syndicate, and not only that, but like when they met like Earth 2, when they first did stuff with them. So that's where you can read this. But they're it's different. Like if you're interested in knowing about the Crime Syndicate, that's the best way of picking up the old stuff, of knowing what it is.
And then Infinity Inc. was the other one that I'd read.
I liked Infinity Inc. quite a bit, and it tied in a lot with Justice Society of America.
Okay.
Whereas Infinity Inc., you followed the younger heroes, and then with Justice Society, you followed the older heroes, like Jay Garrick and Alan Scott and Kent.
Carl.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for those ones to meet the Earth 2 characters. Because, I mean, the Alan Scotts are going to have a lot to talk about. A lot of differences between them.
Well, yeah. And you know, I've said this, the longer this has gone on, you know, and kind of the deeper into DC history it's been, it's been harder for me to follow these books. Like the first week and even most of the second week, I had read most of that stuff, you know, but then once you get to the crisis, you know, pre-crisis stuff, it's like, okay, I don't know who these characters are, and I become dependent on that last page. Like, okay, who are these people? Because I just don't know.
I think it really
comes down to how the writer portrays it, because
there's some books where I've had no background at all in the characters and started reading it, and it was very accessible, and I was able to jump in and enjoy it, and others where it was too tied to, like, the source material to where mm-hmm. it was not accessible at all for someone.
Well,
to...
the Jonah Hex stuff from Atlanta. And, you know, first of all, I'm reading the first page, Atlanta, Georgia. I'm like, who's in Atlanta?
Yeah.
And then the Jonah Hex that they show there is not the Jonah Hex I'm used to.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. Hex.
So I'm like, okay, I have no idea who this is. And even going through it, I was 3/4 through the book before I finally figured it out, and I was like, oh, okay. I guess this kind of makes sense. But.
Yeah, it's nice that they are putting the thing in the back of the book, but like there's certain instances that I want to know about the other guy that he's going up against. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Is. Like Aquaman was a good example of that, where they're explaining Aquaman, but I was just like, who's Deathblow, and where does he come from?
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, we're not going to talk about Deathblow.
That was the guy that was... he was a Wildstorm guy, right?
Yeah, that's what it turned out to be. So I had to go look that up elsewhere. And the other one was, like, I didn't really know too much about the vampire world. And they explain Wonder Woman, but they don't really give you anything on vampire world. So a little bit of both would have been nice, but,
And you'd think, like...
Which is right, the handbook would have came in great for something like
that. You think out of the two they would say, most people probably know who Wonder Woman is, as opposed to... the Red Rain
characters. Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, it's just like, here's who Wonder Woman is. Okay, I got that,
And World's Finest, that was a weird one. That one followed mine.
Yeah,
I guess,
wasn't getting into that one.
I guess he's an established character, that reporter or writer.
Yeah, it was about that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't recognize him at all. He
I think that was
old,
old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it just followed this writer for one of the lesser Metropolis papers.
And he was just following other places around, and the characters around, and then what, Speedy and Arrow
they bit
get killed, and that was taking place during Crisis.
Yeah.
And when that was happening, they fell off the building somehow, and they died. And
they were trying to rescue him.
There was just a lot going on. Like, I didn't know who he was on that. It was a very odd issue of that.
Like, it wasn't bad, it just...
No, it wasn't bad.
I had no idea who these people were,
aside
from, Green Arrow and Speedy. And it was just, it was hard to, get into or get invested in the story in that one.
Yeah, that one, a little harder to get. Some of this last bunch were a little harder to get into. And a lot of them dealing with Elseworld characters and other things. And, unless they're modern, like Red Sun... You understand those characters, but other ones you're just like, well, who was this? Who was that? And, as Pat was saying, like Hex, a lot of people don't remember the Hex series.
Yeah, this,
series
this week had
future.
Definitely the most obscure.
Yeah, very different. So I think the other ones have been easier to understand, but.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel, though, is what Colin was saying about not really resolutions to the end of that. Because, I guess you can't somewhat, but, in other ways, it's just like, I wish somebody would win. So. But I don't expect anybody's going to finish their fight unless they're a bad guy. Because after a while, they're going to be like, what are we fighting for? This is bad. So let's go fight the big evil.
Well, I expect to see a resolution like in the Nightwing and Oracle thing. Because the Hawk people...
It's out today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hawk people are all about killing.
Oh, yeah, those guys are bad.
Something like that. But
I don't see Nightwing taking them out, but whatever, maybe.
But where it's, Superman versus Superboy... Right, I don't see either one of them finishing it.
Done. Oh, wow.
Stalin and Baymax out in one blow.
I'm out. Oh, sorry.
We talked about the Convergence books.
You have anything else? You don't have anything else?
I think that's all.
Okay.
Oh, Booster Gold.
Oh, yeah, Booster Gold. I really like that one. Yeah. I don't know how we forgot that one.
And he said that that's actually the new 52 origin of Booster Gold.
That
we saw in the beginning of that book.
Yeah, because we haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have
the only thing,
zero issue.
No, the only Booster Gold that we saw was the Future's End.
Yeah.
No, and this was in Justice League International.
Oh, was it?
International. 3000.
But we haven't got a definite origin of how he became
Booster. Well, we also don't know who that Justice League 3000 version of Booster Gold is.
True.
Well, we don't. It's from... Rumor is it's that it's another Earth. It's It's like that... It's that Jack Kirby... Earth, stuff like that.
And this Booster Gold book actually tied in with the Future's End
book. It's my box.
Well, your
garbage. Sorry, I'll throw it up.
So it tied back. It tied back to that Future Zen book when you're seeing the two versions of Booster Gold.
Yeah.
In it, which is good.
That was neat. The one thing that should be good for fans of these people that, you know, really hated the New 52. They're giving them a little bit of those characters.
Yeah.
Not only that, Booster Gold is a main player in that. They're going to resolve that if they don't end the character completely, because supposedly he's dying of some sort of chrono poisoning or something.
Not
time traveling.
The New 52 version.
No, the older version. And then is his sister around?
Yes.
He's a time traveler. His sister's always around.
Well, that one sister.
The old version is sister's around. I don't know about the younger one.
Yeah, I don't remember him. And then this issue supposedly ties in a little bit to the Future Zen Booster Gold issue, I guess, is what it was saying. Yeah. So I was trying to look for that. I'm sure you have that around here somewhere. But no, it was good.
It was good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I think it was the first one I read. This
was Booster Gold in one of the earlier issues, though, of this? Like, with the...
Blue Beetle? No.
I kept thinking I saw him before.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. You're absolutely right. It was last
week. It's not the same Blue Beetle, or Booster Gold, I'm sure, because it's from a different...
Because they got their asses kicked.
Yeah.
It's in one of those.
It wasn't the question.
No, because the question was in Blue Beetle this week.
I think it was the Justice League issue.
Justice League of America?
Justice League of America. I think you're right.
I don't remember Booster in that.
I don't think it was Justice League of America. I think it was Justice League International.
That would make sense.
It was the one I liked.
With Captain Atom on it? Yeah, that would have been it.
I feel like I saw him somewhere else in this series, but I could be totally wrong.
Probably when they were all sitting around talking.
Yeah. He's not seen him yet, so he probably isn't.
No.
I don't know. What was like about it? I know I saw
your
him
mission.
Somewhere.
That's your mission for next week, to find Booster. Find Booster.
Where's Booster? Where's Gold?
Booster? Where in the world is Booster Gold?
Oh, this doesn't work that way. We need a new acapella group.
Rockapella.
Yeah, that's right. Their name was Rockapella.
It's
going
to bug me. Which one was that?
No. Can't do that.
Okay, moving forward.
Well, that's all we got.
We didn't talk about the movie still.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just saying, we're over 2 hours. It's after 10 o'clock.
That's because Colin just...
We'll talk about it next week.
Because it took you so long to get from there to here.
He had a low battery.
He had to go charge.
So what's coming next week, Baymax?
Or do we want to talk about Avengers? We can.
No, your sound...
Avengers
I'm just tired.
I had a guy, a robot.
We'll talk about it next week. So, coming next week, we got Chrononauts 3.
Yes.
We got Convergence 6, and then the Convergence Aquaman, Batman, Shadow of the Bat, Catwoman, Green Arrow, Green Lantern Parallax, Justice League International, Suicide Squad, Superboy, Supergirl Matrix, and Superman Man of Steel. Darth Vader 5, we got the Bombshell Mera statue. Harrow County, which is one from Dark Horse. I believe that's it's a new horror book by, I want to say, Cullen Bunn, only because he's
easy. He writes
easy.
Everything.
Yeah. Howard the Duck 3, Imperium 4, Injection number 1, which I believe is a new, it's Warren Ellis and Declan Shalvey, who were the original team on Moon Knight. They enjoyed working so much together that they decided to do a book. Lady Killer number 5, that one has been hugely successful from Dark Horse. Lantern City, which is an interesting looking one from Boom. Kind of steampunk-ish. Mantle number 1, which is another new Image book. Mythic, another new Image number 1. Night Nurse, which before when solicited I had really no interest in. Now I'm a little intrigued. It reprints the first four issues... from her back in the 70s, and then an issue from Daredevil, where she appeared in Daredevil.
Okay.
So, P.S. Black, or Project Superpowers Black Cross, which has been doing very well. It's another Warren Ellis one. That's from Dynamite. Puppet Master number 3. Sales Sensation.
Ones,
so. Yes.
Rebels number two. Number one has done very much better than I expected.
Rebels was really, really good.
Yeah, that was good.
Run, Love, Kill, number two. Saga, number 28. I still haven't read the last issue.
He's just saying like that.
I do. Savior, number two, which is another Image one. The first one was interesting. Secret Wars, number two. So if all your questions weren't answered with number one...
Get ready for a big number two.
They won.
Silk, number four.
Wow, you're really selling it.
Space Riders, number two. Now, I have Second Prince of number one coming. This was like a huge hit out of nowhere. Little one from Black Mass Comics. So I haven't had a chance to read it. So one and two coming next week. Thor 8, where we learn the identity of Thor? Lady Thor.
It's Groot.
It's not Groot. Uncanny Avengers, number four. Uncle Scrooge, number two. And Walking Dead, number 141. We'll see what happens when Negan escapes.
What if he just turns around and goes back in his
seat? I bet he doesn't.
I wonder if Wusserfish is going to lick Carl's eye hole again.
Great. And on that note...
That's a podcast.
We'll talk to you next week.
Eye hole.
'Buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, 'cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America. When a soldier out Siberia, rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build a mansion in Asgard and fund the Hellfire Society. Studio is Cerebro, mind patterns and rhyme, 'cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. On these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time. Watch your chain react. Can't lie. I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets. Unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please. Shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. 'Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it.